Hello and welcome to the elimination final of the Price Attack WNBL for season 2004-05 at the Sydney Uni Sports and Aquatic Centre. The Sydney Uni Flames take on the Adelaide Lightning, and joining us immediately is the General Manager of National Teams and Competitions, Lorraine Landon. And Lorraine, you have so many memories of Adelaide-Sydney clashes. It's a fantastic way to start off this year's playoff series.
Well, it certainly is, Craig, and there's a good crowd coming into tonight's game. I think it's hard to predict. I mean, Sydney probably should win, but a couple of weeks ago on the same court, Adelaide gave Sydney a little bit of a lesson, and then Sydney went back to Adelaide and did the reverse there. So both teams are pretty evenly matched. I think it'll be a little bit dependent on some of the big guns, whether they get hot early. For the Sydney Uni Flames, it's obviously Belinda Snell and Trish Fallon. If the Adelaide Lightning can contain both of them early in the game, then I think they will really it'll really help them. The Adelaide team, I haven't seen a lot of their games this year, but only seen the ones here in Sydney and the ones on ABC TV. But they've got a really good young group of kids, and I think they've probably shown a lot more than maybe people expected.
Yeah, very athletic, very exciting, and I guess in a wider perspective, in a year that had so many changes for the Price Attack WNBL, it's still, well, it's building on its strength. Jan Sterling at Adelaide moving on, a number of Opals retiring at the end of their Athens campaigns, and the young players coming up through the AIS and out of the AIS have really stepped up to fill the void.
Well, they certainly have, and I think probably from my point of view, there's a couple of pleasing things. Laura Somerton, I think, has really stepped up from the Athens Olympic campaign. And whilst Laura didn't play a lot of minutes in Athens, she was a part of the whole preparation, and I think she's going to be one of our really young bright stars. And without Rachel on the team, she's had to take a little bit more responsibility, and she's shown that she can do it. I think the other thing, it's good to see Jenny Screen back to her her good form of 2001. Jenny was a part of our Gems program then, and was a very exciting player, and she's had some unfortunate injuries, so it's good to see her back. And I think the real spark plug for this team is Erin Phillips. And I think we'll see Erin go close to getting in the All-Star 5. She's done very well this year, and she's a very versatile player. She you wouldn't say she's got a great outside shot, but she certainly puts points on the board. And I think the amazing thing is that she is probably one of the leading rebounders, and for her height, that's fantastic.
I guess another talking point as we look at the Sydney Uni Flames, Trish Fallon has said this is almost certainly her last season. So games like this, elimination finals, are potentially her last games of basketball.
Well, I hope that isn't the case, because from the Opals perspective and the national team in the next 2 years, we're hoping that Trish will continue to play through to Brazil in the World Championships. She was a great captain in Athens, and it's very hard to replace people like that. They're not hanging around on the tree. So I hope it's not her last game, but I know it's been tough for her, and she is now looking to get another career and so forth. So I hope we're not watching her last game.
Yeah, well, we might not be, and if the Sydney Uni Flames can roll on through this finals campaign, because Bulleen and Dandenong finishing at the top, qualifying final ahead tomorrow live on the ABC, and after 25 years, it's a great partnership, the ABC and the WNBL.
Well, it certainly has, and I think full marks to the ABC for their support of women's sport. I mean, not only basketball, but netball as well, and you know, it's been terrific, a great partnership, great people to work with, and I think they've showcased our WNBL over many years. I think tomorrow's game is going to be an interesting one, and I think Dandenong obviously go in favourites, but semi-finals bring out different aspects of the game, so we'll wait and see.
We will indeed, and of course, wrapping up the 25 years, of course, Price Attack still on board, getting great value for their sponsorship through women's basketball, and also after 20 years at the AIS, Coach Cole Brown deciding to move on. He's at his final WNBL game now, and we'll finish up with the program in August.
That's right. Phil's had he's been sitting on the bench with the AIS for 310 games, and I'm not sure that we're going to see anybody break that record. an amazing record. He's won a championship with the team out of led by Lauren Jackson, Suzibakovic, Penny Taylor, etc. A great team, Belinda Snell. I don't think Phil will be lost though to women's basketball. I think we'll see him around, and we'll wait and see what next challenge he takes on after he finishes with the gym.
Well, it has been a fantastic season, and I know we at sportradio.com.au have enjoyed every minute of it. This is game 30 for us, so we've seen a lot of it this season, and have enjoyed every minute of it, and look forward with you, Lorraine, to see a great game tonight.
Thank you very much, Craig, and thank you to you personally. You've done a super job, and the WNBL is really very appreciative of your commitment and enthusiasm, and it's a great exposure for us. Thank you.
Lorraine Lennon, thanks once again for your time, as you get to enjoy some more of the pre-match build-up. We'll be speaking with Debbie Cook in just a few moments. So, Lorraine Landon, getting to enjoy what should be another great game, Sydney Uni versus the Adelaide Lightning. We'll take a short break and be back with more in just a few moments. Welcome back to the Price Attack WNBL. Joining me in commentary for tonight's game is the assistant coach of the AIS and the newly appointed head coach of the World Games team for Australia, Debbie Cook. Welcome.
Thank you very much, Craig.
It is, an opportunity to shoehorn Brownie out of the seat, because he has managed to take an Australian team to that championship.
Yes, he has. That was in 1985, so that was quite some time ago now. The last time that a team went to the World Uni Games was in 87, so it's been a long time between teams actually going and representing Australia.
Well, we mentioned there a little bit earlier that Trish Fallon just getting presented now, along with Belinda Snell, some awards from the Price Attack WNBL, along with also Laura Summerton, of course. Well, these two teams have had some fantastic finals throughout the year, and I think all of them having gone through the AIS.
Yeah, I would say majority, 90% easily, would have gone through the AIS program, and they do have a strong tradition, a strong rivalry between both groups. Mm. So it should be a good game.
Erin Saywood, a fantastic story. You were with her for 3 years when she only two years. Only got onto the court after the second year, though, and has had injury dramas this year, but is heading back out. Bowley also has had, Bowley also has had injury dramas, and I'm not going to make it through this game if I get the pronunciation
wrong. I'm going to have to help you out, I can see.
Lamshed, Kowanski, Keller, Screen, Smith, Summerton, Phillips and Thompson is the lineup for the Adelaide Lightning. The visitors here who were involved in a auto accident, Chris Lucas not feeling the 100%, and that is why this game is running a little bit behind schedule. For Sydney, it's Gilbert, Wilson, McKinnon, Hoare, Afiaki, Fallon, Snell, Hennessy, Fitzgerald and Michelle Musselwhite, evidently A-OK after her injury dramas as well. So two very evenly matched teams, although Adelaide do like to play a very high-energy game, and it'll be interesting to see if finals, they do lift the notch, and as you know yourself, having been through finals campaigns, it is a very draining game in the best of times, and knowing how energetic and how enthusiastic Adelaide play at it, this last quarter could be where the petrol might be worn out of the tank.
It could be too, Craig.
As we pause for the national anthem.
Michelle Musselwhite, getting ready to suit up before the elimination final against Adelaide, and of course you've had some great games against Adelaide this season.
Yeah, well, first time I've hurt my knees, so, but hopefully I'll come out tonight and give what I can get to the team. So, you know, I'm going to give 100% when I'm out there, so hopefully we're going to win tonight, and it's been training really, really well this week, so it should be a good game.
It is going to be a very interesting game because you've both beaten each other on your own home court.
Yeah, that's right. 2 weeks ago we beat them in Adelaide, which was another close game, and they beat us at home when we played at the entertainment centre. We didn't play so well that game, but getting a home a win at the home court was great.
And of course, for yourself tonight, you just got to put the knee out of your mind when you get out on the floor and just crash in hard.
Yeah, that's right. That won't stop me. My knee won't stop me from doing anything, but I have to be sensible out there. And I'll still put my body on line if Karen puts me out there. You know, hopefully we get a good lead and we'll do well tonight.
And I guess what's in your mind is you get to go home and play a final in Melbourne with a win tonight.
Yeah, that's right. Hopefully we win tonight. We get to go and play in Melbourne, and it'll be good to see my family again. And it's always good to go back to Melbourne and play, you know. We owe to end on a big one, so, you know, it'll be good.
All the best for tonight.
Thank you.
Karen Dalton, elimination final, and well, an interesting start to it. Put back about 15 minutes due to some problems for your opposition.
Yeah, apparently they're in a car accident, so, and I didn't know about that, so, just have to accept those sort of things and get on with it.
For yourself, I get the injury of Michelle Musselwhite. She said to us earlier she's trained 20 minutes yesterday, and she thinks she's the right to go. What about the coach?
No, she got through a couple of shooting sessions this week. She trained last night, and got through shooting around this morning quite comfortably, so she's not going to play for better minutes, but she has her there, put out there for, you know, here and there.
No sore necks?
No sore necks today, no. I didn't sleep as much this week.
Penelope, of course, and Trish Fallon both having big roles. And for Trish Fallon, who has sort of told us she's not playing next year, she doesn't want to make this the last game.
No, I think, you know, Trish has been probably a little inconsistent for her life during the year, and I think it's the game that she probably can't do things in because given the height factor that she has. So I'm sure she'll come ready to play. She's too experienced to play, and she's a good player not to be ready to play for those guys.
This is the first time you make them in your own real home court too, which will hopefully make a difference.
No, actually we played them here at the start of the season, so I think it's more, we're more comfortable in our environment than at the entertainment centre, so I think it was more distracting to have you sitting next to me than it was ready to heal.
No, well, we don't have that problem. You got me as far away as possible. Karen Dalton, good luck tonight.
Thanks very much.
Well, Chris Lucas, it's a tough way to start the game, a car accident on the way, but you've just got to put it out of your mind. It's elimination basketball now.
Yeah, look, it's a tough one, isn't it? I pulled up pretty sore, but I just spoke to the girls in the room a while ago, and I'm really asking them to not have any excuses. And, I've got a couple of girls that are pretty sore and upset, and, we've handled a lot of adversity during the course of the year, and this is the biggest one of that. And I can tell you now, we'll walk off this floor with absolutely no excuse.
I noticed all the officials with the black armbands on. Do you want to tell some statistics of that?
Yeah, unfortunately, a gentleman called Bernie Lewis, who was a fantastic supporter of basketball in South Australia, passed away midweek on Wednesday. We had a plane accident in New Zealand, and him and his wife were both killed. He was the chairman of the 36ers and Lightning board at one stage, and was a terrific supporter, and ran a very wealthy business in Adelaide, and unfortunately he passed away with his wife, and he was only at our game last week, and threw $50 into our raffle, and I'm not talking just about money, but he was just a wonderful supporter of the both teams.
Well, it sounds like it has been a tough week for the Adelaide Lightning. Best way to cure that is a win on the court.
Oh, look, that won't be easy against some of the team losses in here, but we won't question ourselves at the end of the game.
All the best.
Thank you.
Yes, Chris Lucas mentioning about the difficulties the team has endured to get here tonight. The elimination final about to start. Fallon, Snell, Effiaki, McKinnon, and I can't see the last. Hennessy is down the back there. Yes, Summerton, Smith, Phillips, and Saywood. It's Fallon who gets the tap. Saywood going in high on Snell, but Snell will get the first possession as she comes straight down and the three-point arc. Bang! 3 points for Snell.
They're going to have to pick her up early, Craig, if they want to slow her scoring down, because she's great on transition at the three-point line.
As the ball works around, Sharif Smith has it in her hands now. She gets to the top of the key, gives it to Screen, goes inside to Summerton, kicks it out to Saywood for a long-range two-point shot attempt. It didn't fall in. Hennessy went to the ground and Effiaki came up with the rebound. Effiaki almost losing the dribble there, Deb.
Yeah, she did. Little fumbles, I think a little bit of nervous energy to start the game here, Craig, for both teams.
Hennessy, McKinnon working the arc to Effiaki, inside then to Snell, who gets to a shot. 5 points for the Linda Snell, and the Sydney Uni Flames off to a 5-point break as Phillips drives into the key. Bounce pass to the left, inside to Somerton from Faywood. Somerton goes high, Smith gathers it in, gives it the screen. Over into the corner, right, the left side corner. Phillips puts up the shot, Somerton does the rebound, and now screen sets the play.
Yeah, Adelaide are going to have to do a better job on Snell if they're going to contain her scoring, and she's going to be a real key tonight.
Inbound ball from Phillips, or Phillips tried to drive baseline, bounce pass out to Sheree Smith. The great work on the offensive rebounding as Faywood gets in there to gather it back up again. That would be a concern for Coach Dalton as the Adelaide Lightning just play this possession game. Screen puts up a three-pointer. Somerton gets the ball. Fallon will eventually regain it in as it's dumped away from Somerton.
Adelaide just need to relax here a little bit on the offensive end. They're rushing a little, and once they score a basket, I think they're going to settle into the game.
So and McKinnon having a good tussle off the ball. Snell puts up another three-pointer. Fallon almost comes in to get it. She just keeps enough control on it for Appiaki to sneak it back and then puts up an 18-foot jump shot from the baseline. It's 7-0 as Adelaide Phillips drives through, tries to put the layup, and McKinnon gets inside and will be called for the first foul.
Sydney are doing an excellent job so far on defence, Craig, and they're doing an excellent job on the boards as well, both ends of the floor.
As Phillips will go to the line. Of course, Phillips had a short stay with you at the AIS before, I think it was injuries that bit her.
Well, she actually went back home to Adelaide to play in the WNBL season. She was with us for 6 months and decided that she wanted to go back and commence the WNBL season with Adelaide Lightning.
Well, and this season it looks like it was a masterful move for her. She's had a big year.
She has had a big year. She's also been worried with a few injury concerns over the last few weeks, but I'm sure she'll be ready to play tonight.
Snell drives inside, then out to Fallon, back into Snell. As Snell's in traffic, she kicks it out to Appiaki. Appiaki has Sheree Smith come at her, but still manages to dribble in and put the shot in. And Appiaki, perhaps a bit of a surprise to start tonight, but gets 2 points on the board early.
Eva has the talent though, Craig. She's done an exceptional job with us at the AIS her last season. She's a prolific scorer and she's physically strong enough to be a good defender.
McKinnon gets the steal off Adelaide, who only had the 2 points from the free throw line. McKinnon now has it from Hennessy. Appiaki over the top to Fallon, down the right hand low post, bounce fast. Well, she tried to put the shot up and flipped away from Somerton over the baseline, and Sydney will regain possession.
Adelaide is struggling at present to defend inside in the interior, and they're going to have to make some adjustments because Sydney are just making pass penetration to the post as they please.
Hennessy goes lobbed over the top to Snell, who's on the three-point arc. Snell tries the wrong foot screen. In fact, she has managed to draw the foul out of Jennifer Screen.
Actually, Craig, I thought that was very good defence then by Screen. Had a position quite early and there wasn't a lot of contact.
Yeah, it was indignation there from Screen when that call was against her.
Yeah, I would have been complaining too.
As, once again, Hennessy will bring the ball in from the baseline. Looking for Fallon in the paint. Takes a while but has to go over the top to Appiaki. Appiaki, top of the key, drives in the layup and off the glass. And Appiaki is with 4 points. Sydney lead 11 points to 2. A 9-point game here in the opening quarter. About 6 minutes 55 left to go in the first term. The Screen has the ball now. Looks long. Goes to Phillips in the right-hand corner. Phillips, ball on the floor. Tries to go past Fallon. Outlet to Saywood. Saywood all net. A big long-range 2-pointer for Saywood.
That was much better offense by Adelaide. We're a little bit more patient inside, outside, and nailed the open shot.
And Snell now bounce pass to the high post. Appiaki has it knocked away by Saywood and also Somerton in there. Ball will go to Saywood down the left wing. Saywood has got Phillips open but goes to Somerton at the free throw line and Somerton nails it and it looks like Adelaide's starting to settle.
Nice offensive transition by Adelaide. Good job running the floor. They look more relaxed now. They've had a couple of possessions offensively and they're starting to give it their rhythm.
Appiaki has the ball right side, goes over the top to Hennessy, high post right side, into Fallon on the left hand low post. She just turns around and puts it in.
Nice back screen there and got Fallon open and they Adelaide switched too late. Fallon had an easy option against a smaller defender.
Phillips gets the screen from Smith and gives it off to Jennifer Screen on the right-hand side. Screen goes into the key and the shot doesn't drop, but whistle on the player's screen probably gets a foul back.
Yeah, I think the referees are trying to set a bit of a tone here for the game. There's been a couple of fouls that were, you know, possibly not a lot of contact in it, but I think they're looking after the shooter, and I think they're sending that message to the players.
So Jennifer Screen will go to the line here, 7.4 game, as Screen makes the first and gets the points. Screen now with the second shot. Makes it as well, and Screen goes to 2 points. It's 8 points to 13. Sydney Uni lead by five. Fallon hands the ball on to McKinnon. McKinnon brings it up over the half. Sayward looking after her. Goes right side to Afiaki. Afiaki bounce pass on the right wing to Hennessy, who finds Stell inside. The shot will count, and Screen has had a second foul called on her. So Snell will go to the line for the bonus.
Yeah, Adelaide is looking for a timeout here, Craig. That weak side screening action is causing some problems for them, because if they switch, they're then passing to the dive cut going to the basket. If they don't, they're passing to Fallon over the top, much taller offensive player, and it is causing some problems for them. So Adelaide have gone to a timeout here. I'm sure we'll make some adjustments.
I noticed that Karen Dalton had a word with the referee just as that timeout was called. Considering we've been thinking that the calls have been even, it's interesting to see that she's already having a chat.
I think Karen will be having a chat throughout the game with the referees. You never know what sort of advantage that can give you at times, but obviously she's seen something that she thought she needed to let them know about.
Well, I've got the score at 15-8. The scoreboard, I think, is saying 14-8, so I'll just have to double-check. I can't see where I've messed up, so I'm going to run with my score. As Belinda Snell will go for the line out, coming out of this timeout. For Chris Lucas, what does he have to say in this situation where the girls aren't playing badly, they're just not executing their sets?
No, I think they just need to slow down a little bit offensively. They've made some good adjustments. They're starting to get a better flow in their offense. Once they get their running game going, you know, they look good. They've had a strong, consistent running game all year, but of course you've got to get the defensive stops to be able to run, and they haven't been able to do that yet. You know, Sydney have probably been shooting at a high percentage so far.
Well, two fouls on Screen, and she sits down, and Monique Bowley comes out onto the court. So Bowley inbounding the ball as Snell converts. 8 points to Snell for the game. That is the total score of Adelaide at this point in time. Sayward gets the screen from Summerson, pulls up on the three-point arc. Bowley now hits the ball back to Smith, back to Bowley, inside to Summerson, and Summerson's shot just won't drop. Phillips tips it away, but into the hands of Snell, and Snell gives it right-hand side to Gilbert, who's into the game now. Hennessy looks at the three-point arc, is Summerton in front of her. Oh, and then the pass was just tapped away by Smith, and so Adelaide will get the ball, a defensive stop important, as Phillips now sets the play, working around at point, setting up Sayward, trying to put the screen up, and it's Gilbert who's been called for the foul. It looked like Sharon Arnold just sank both hands off the player.
She did. She actually pushed with both hands, and you can't have contact on the player like that. So a reasonable call by the referee.
Phillips now to inbound the ball. Bowley cutting at the baseline, cutting high, Sayward, and she will come up with it. At point, Snell has watching her, but Sayward puts up a three-point effort. Oh, great work from Phillips. Her hands were above her head. She managed to put it down, pulls out, gets it inside to Smith, and Smith will pick up the 2 points from that effort by Phillips.
Nice assist by Phillips. She came up with a strong rebound, drew two defenders, and then made a nice dish to Smith.
Now Fallon goes right side, no, comes back to Hoare, top of the arc, Hennessy, Hoare just into the game, Gilbert now back to Fallon, just a toe on the three-point arc, and Fallon does it easy, 6 points for Fallon for the game, 18 points to 10.
Too open there, they've got to get some defenders running at her. Trish gets an open look like that, then she's going to make those shots.
Gilbert's been called for the foul, and another pushing foul as Phillips dumps the ball off and to an open player in the key. I think Saywood was the open player.
Yeah, she was.
Who got it.
So Phillips needs to do a little bit more of that, I think, against Gilbert. I don't think she's a strong defender. She either needs to penetrate against her or flash inside and post her up inside in the block, because physically she's got great strength.
Long pass from Phillips to the... Saywood at the point, goes back right side to Phillips, right in front of us here at the Sydney Sports and Aquatic Centre, dumps off into the corner to Smith, who comes up through the right elbow, gives it to Summerton. Smith in the corner, 3 points, no, just a foot on the line.
Yes, that was actually Phillips.
Phillips, yes, my apologies.
Yes. That was much better play. Sydney are doing an excellent job switching defensively, and Adelaide are struggling with that at present.
Hennessy now left side to Hall. Hall goes back to Fallon, top of the arc now. Gilbert on the right side. Gilbert will stay with the two number fours facing off at each other. Oh, Gilbert just crashes into the paint, bumps away Saywood, but the shot won't fall, and Adelaide come up with the rebound.
A big push-off there, actually, Craig. I mean, it's interesting. The referees have been calling all the other ticky-tacky fouls, like right there with Snell, and that was obviously a big push-off by Gilbert.
Second personal foul for Belinda Snell, as Phillips now moves to 6 points for the game, and she will go to the line.
And Sydney have called a timeout here. Adelaide is starting to look more comfortable offensively. They're doing a much better job with their dribble penetration, you know, driving dish principles, getting more people open. The only one I'd like to see is that they get Laura Summerton a little bit more involved in the game. I know Fallon's a you know, experienced player internationally, great defender, but I think they've got to provide some more opportunities for Laura to get a touch of the ball.
It has been, it's been an open attacking game, and that's what you expect from this Adelaide side, who play just full on attack right from the start. But Sydney are matching it with them at the moment.
Sydney are matching with it. Sydney have done a very good job of going inside with their pass penetration to the likes of Fallon and Snell, who posted up early. Obviously Adelaide's game is their running game. They've been shooting the ball very confidently over the last few weeks, and no player in their group is... adverse to putting a shot up if they're open. So that creates a really good team environment where, you know, everybody can knock the shot down. Sydney, actually now Adelaide has started to handle Sydney's inside presence more. It'll be interesting to see what adjustments they make.
As a timeout completed here, 18 points, Sydney Uni lead, Adelaide Lightning 14, with Phillips at the line. Phillips to make it at the three-point play. Didn't look like missing. Phillips now with 7 points for the game.
Adelaide have put a full-court press on here, Craig, so it'll be interesting to see how...
Well, they get away
with it.
Fallon just gets herself open at half-court, and Gilbert just lobs it over to her. They sort of left Fallon alone, who inbounded the ball.
Yeah.
Jesse now kicks it into the corner for Snell for three. Oh, man.
You got to stay close to Snell. You can't give her that much time and space, or she can do that.
Oh, Phillips, her pass was wayward. Saywood there just probably, if that pass had been off the whistle, Saywood might not have got to that. But Gilbert's
struggling to defend Phillips, and rightly so, they've made a change here. And
third personal.
Yeah, Rebecca McKinnon's come in. But I think they really needed to do that earlier, because Phillips is starting to take her off the dribble more and be more assertive. And I don't think Gilbert can stay with her physically.
Phillips now rattles off the front of the iron and doesn't add to the score. 21 plays 15, a 6-point ball game. Second shot, oh, it didn't look good, but it got the shooter's roll on it in the end.
It's always a good thing, that shooter's roll, Craig.
2 minutes and 48 seconds left to go in the first term. McKinnon goes right side to Fallon. Fallon gets it to Eva Afiaki. Afiaki, oh, she's left alone by Bowley, but the shot wasn't a good one from the three-point arc. But Afiaki will come up with it as McKinnon crashes to the ground. Afiaki gives it to Snell. Back to Afiaki. Right-hand side, a whistle off the ball. Summerton's going to be called for her first by Sharon Arnold. And every now and then you just see the what knee look coming from Laura Summerton, which we got to know so well at the AIS.
That we do, yeah. She definitely has that what knee. Who? I didn't foul.
Yes.
Adelaide need to do a much better job here, Craig, on the boards. Their blocking out isn't effective at present. It's giving Sydney too many second opportunities.
Now another three-pointer. Great pass protection there from Afiaki.
Nice screening action. Snelly was open and nobody got to her, so of course she's going to nail that.
Phillips now sets up on the right-hand side. It's back out to 8 points here in 2 minutes and 10 seconds. Sharice Smith, ball on the floor at the left at elbow. It is passed off to Sayward. McKinnon gets in there and strips it away. Bowley now has been called for getting in the way. Sharon Arnold helps her back to her feet, but Bowley will have the foul called against her. She just didn't take position before she got in front of McKinnon.
No, she didn't, but it was probably not too bad a foul because it slowed down their transition game, their fast break game, and you know now they've got to inbound the ball, and it also gave Coach Chris Lucas a chance to get a sub in for her.
McKinnon brings the ball back up into the front court, gives it to Tafiaki now on the left side. Back to Hoare. Right-hand side, McKinnon takes position, Sayward in front of her. Fakes the pass and bounces it into the baseline. Afiaki tries to do the reverse layup. Oh, bounce favours the Sydney Uni Flames as McKinnon comes up with it. Gets it over to Snell. Snell for three. She has got a range tonight. That is her fourth three-pointer for Belinda Snell. I think Ann Donovan is in the house tonight too, and she'll probably be taking notes.
I think she will if she can see that, but that's Snell's game. I mean, she's just a great, prolific three-point shooter.
Yep.
You just can't give her space.
Keller into the game for Adelaide as Smith goes down into the paint to Summerton. Summerton has the ball roll around the loop, packed away by Hoare into the hands of Keller, and Keller will put it in for her first 2 points of the game. As quickly Wilson gets the ball back to Hoare. Hoare goes right side to Afiaki. Afiaki now back to Belinda Snell. Keller taking position in front of her. She gives it back to Hoare, who gives it to Afiaki for three. McKinnon gets the rebound and resets for the Sydney Uni Flames. Back to Snell, top of the key. Keller in front of her, shoots over the top of Keller. This time it rattles out. Afiaki has gone in, and it looks like Afiaki's been called on a pushing foul, yes, against Laura Summerton, just sort of in the box out.
Yeah, well, you know, Adelaide are doing a very poor job of blocking out. Sydney are coming up with continual second shot opportunities, and if Adelaide want to stay in the game, they're going to need to adjust that. The other thing is they've got to take space away from Belinda Snell, and they've got to make her put it on the floor, and then they really need to try and wedge the drive on her and help out. But if they keep letting her shoot open shots at the three-point line, that's her bread and butter, and she's going to nail those all night.
Summerton missing the first as Adelaide are in the bonus, and I don't know that Sydney have... I think Sydney is sitting on four team fouls. So Summerton will make the second, only 3 points for the game. 19 for Adelaide, 27 for Sydney Uni, an eight-point ball game as we approach the last 35 seconds of the quarter. McKinnon goes right side to Wilson, back to the centre to Afiaki. Afiaki bounce pass over to Snell. Snell gets a touch away by Phillips. Snell ricochets into her hand, I think.
Yeah, nice job by Phillips, though. She suckered that in, stayed out of the lane, and then at the last moment challenged on the pass, got a deflection, and then it deflected off Snell's hand. Someone's
Camilla
coming in for Afiaki.
Camilla Lamshed now on the floor in the Jeff Marnie bodysuit coming out of, I think it was out of retirement, I'm not 100% sure.
Well, it's not out of retirement, but I think they run out of players, so they had to use the old bodysuits.
Lamshed now for three. It's off the back of the iron. Keller does the rebound. He gives it to Phillips. And we have 15 seconds left to go in the quarter. And Phillips just pulls it right back. She looks to set up a play. Tammy Hoare comes out to her now. Summerton too late with the screen, so they kick it back out to Lamshed. Lamshed tries to go back inside to Phillips. Phillips has to hand it up in the end as quarter time is the first quarter is completed. An 8-point ball game at quarter time, 27-19, and great determination from Tammy Hoare there, just got Phillips off again.
Great determination. Adelaide should have done better with that last second play. You know, they got the ball out the top, got organised to run a flat play, which is an isolation, and they just didn't come up with the goods on the shot. Even though, you know, you may miss the shot. You want to get a shot up when you have the last possession. You never know what may happen. You might draw a foul on that, even if the shot was going to miss, and be able to go to the line and narrow the gap, you know. But you've always got to have that opportunity to get a shot up.
As an opposing coach to both of these teams, how much different is it to sit here, watch the game live, as it is to watch the videotape that you'll get?
Oh, it's much different. I mean, you're here in the moment. Videotapes, you can rewind and watch it again. And, you know, when you're in the moment, it's so much different. And you've got to make judgment calls as the game goes on. I mean, and that's
that's the exciting thing about live basketball and being a part of it. You know, videotape's great, but, you know, for my liking, it's so much better, the atmosphere and being involved in the moment-by-moment play of the game.
It's 27 plays 19 here at quarter time from the Sydney Sports and Aquatic Centre in Darlington, Sydney, New South Wales. And Adelaide have had some dramas, but they're here now. 8 points down, not insurmountable deficit. And I guess as Summerton, Keller, Lampshed, Smith and Phillips return to the court for Adelaide, that's been something that's been noticeable of this team in timeouts and in quarter-time, half-time breaks. This team's always ready to get out on the floor and play, whereas some of you coaches just like to hold them in there as long as the refs will allow you.
No, that's only Coach Brown, mate. He has a lot to say. He's got the gift of the gab, so, yeah. So some teams, you know, I mean, there's not a lot of adjustments. Adelaide really need to make some adjustments on the offensive, on the defensive boards. They've got to start to block Sydney out, and like I said, not give them second-shot opportunities because at present it is hurting them.
Adelaide gets to use it first up as Lampshed goes into Phillips, who gives it to Summerton. Phillips, three-point attempt, open, air ball. Lampshed's down there doing the, well, it's not rebounding, but she gets it back out to Phillips. Phillips resets the play, drives down the left lane and takes it all the way.
I don't think Phillips could believe she was that open down the lane for the layup then.
10 points, Snell's the leader in the game with 17, and Fallon puts in to make it 8 for her at the other end. Just a routine Fallon play in the post.
Too easy though, Craig. You know, they do a great job here at the offensive end, score an easy basket, and then they let Sydney come back in and score an easy basket at the other end. They've got to get defensive stops.
Phillips, Lampshed that time missed the run and gun three-pointer. McKinnon came down with the ball. Phillips was watching it for a moment, but then dropped away as Fallon goes to Hoare, who goes to Wilson, back to the centre. It's McKinnon. Now it's Fallon on the right side. Goes past Keller, gets it out to McKinnon, gives it back to Snell, drives down the left lane into Fallon, and that was better defence, but Fallon still came up with it. Fallon now goes to 10 points for the game as Adelaide set up. Keller goes right side for Summerton. Summerton, oh, long pass. Lampshed and Phillips almost spoil each other as they're on the left wing now. Phillips tries to work past McKinnon, who has the screen from Summerton, kicks it out to Lampshed, and Lampshed finally makes the three-point shot. Lampshed, 3 points for the game. It's 23-31.
Yeah, much better ball movement by Adelaide then.
As Snell sets up, we'll have a look at the stats as they've finally made it over here in the first break of play. As Fallon puts up the long-range two-point attempt, she makes it and goes to 12 points for the game. 33 plays 23 as it's Sydney by 10 points at the moment. Phillips goes to Smith at the top of the arc. Smith looks a bit lost there as no one was coming to her. Eventually Phillips will get it left side, goes down to the baseline, into the corner in fact, gives it to Keller through traffic, and eventually I think Tammy Horton will be called for the foul.
She will be, and actually they're struggling a little because Tammy Horton's zoning a lot inside the key and helping out on the screening action that Adelaide run. So they need to make some adjustments there, Adelaide, and find the open man.
Adelaide still looking at sixes and sevens coming out of this timeout. Don't know if there's much to pick up. 61% Sydney was shooting at the 40% for Adelaide. That's the probably big stat there as Lampshed gets the inbound pass from Screen, who comes back in for a first minute in the second term. Goes to Phillips, outlet to Screen. Keller finds Summerton. Summerton in off the glass. That was more promising, but they still did it the hard way.
Great ball movement though, Craig. Inside, outside, went the extra pass and then threw it back inside to Summerton, who made an easy one-foot shot.
One man down the end of the court, had a beer in his hand since the start, Greg Matthews, a patron of the Sydney Uni. This time Wilson outlets it to Snell for three, off the back of the iron. Fallon gets in for the rebound, and Fallon on Lampshed was always going to be a mismatch. Fallon went out to Snell, back into Fallon, and the ball falls into the lap of Kelly Wilson.
Too many offensive rebounds, Craig. You know, they're just getting second, third, fourth shots, Sydney.
Now taking their time to set up, and Snell backs it into the paint, and it won't fall again. A screen comes down with it. McKinnon's going to pick up her second foul of the day as she just crashed through Screen, who is taking
that
rebound.
Yeah, and Sydney are definitely contesting the boards very hard, and I think Adelaide felt that they should have probably had a foul a little bit earlier on one of those rebounds. But, you know, referees call the game how they call the game, and you've got to keep playing regardless.
as Saywood now brings the ball over half, gives it to Summerton. It's always a worry when I see Summerton come off the post, but she has got an outside game as well, so it's not that distracting. Screen. God, Screen just goes for the three-pointer over the top of McKinnon and nails it.
She's another player that can knock down the open three, and she needs to do more of that for this group here because she's had a great season shooting so far.
They've won the Good Hands Awards during the week too, as Fallon goes to Wilson. Wilson across the right side now to Afiaki. Afiaki, ball on the floor, in the paint, and makes the layup. Afiaki now 6 points for the game, 35 plays 28.
Yeah, Keller's going to struggle to contain Afiaki on the dribble. She's a very good athlete, and we'll put the ball to the floor.
As Adelaide has Keller pick up the 2 points. Rachel Keller, 4 points for the game, 35 plays, 30, as Fallon sets up at the other end. Wilson left side. Wilson now looks for the ball over to Afiaki in the left corner. Drives into the paint again, leans on Keller, but then kicks it off to Fallon. Fallon gets around Summerton, whistle on the play, as I think that's Keller who got the off-ball foul called against her. Her first.
Her first personal, yes. Containing penetration now has become a real problem for Adelaide. You know, Sydney are actually doing a great job. Fallon, Afiaki, penetrating, and Adelaide is struggling to contain them.
Well, interestingly enough, one of the 3 points I had scored for Belinda Snell was only a two. So that's where I picked up the extra point. 30-34, but as I say, that Fallon drops the first, so it's 30-35. And Fallon with the second shot to come, makes it easy as you like. The Opals captain from Athens, silver medalist at Sydney and Athens, I believe.
Yes.
As leading this team on the floor. Although captain is Belinda Snell, of course, but as a leader in the team, doing a great job. Saywood bounce pass over to Summerton, gives it the screen for three. No, long range two, but doesn't fall. And Wilson will come up with the rebound again. You would not expect Wilson to be rebounding the offensive glass.
No, you wouldn't. But she, for a size, she gets in there and with good effort.
Afiaki gets the ball from Wilson and gives it to Snell, who gets a screen from Fallon. Across over Bowley, gets the pass off to Wilson, who makes an 18-foot jumper on the baseline. And Wilson gets her first points for the game.
Yeah, Seawood had to overhelp then on the pass penetration to Snell, and, you know, and open for Wilson left. Open for a three-pointer.
Musselwhite crashes through and has the foul called against her in about the first minute she was on the court.
Yeah.
Sends Summerton to the line.
Much better job by Adelaide. They're starting to throw the ball inside more to Laura, and she draws defence. No risk about that. I mean, an Opal herself won a silver medal at Athens, and so yeah, she's their go-to player inside.
Hennessy back onto the court now for Wilson as Summerton makes the first. And 38-31. Second one hits the back of the iron, hits the front. Summerton, Phillips gets crunched between Afiaki and Summerton. Musselwhite comes up with the ball. Musselwhite now goes across the court to Hennessy, now to Fallon, top of the arc. Fallon with Bowley in front of her, gets it over the top to Snell, and Snell in the paint gets another 2 points. Belinda Snell.
Five mismatch there, and she would have had no chance.
With 4 minutes 40 left to go in the quarter, that's Snell's first score for the quarter. 13 is Phillips, who has the ball in her hand, and she makes a big three-pointer. She's been, on the edge of making that all night. Finally gets it to drop. 40 plays 34, six-point ball game, 4 minutes 20 seconds left to go in the half. Fallon over the top to Afiaki in the paint. Afiaki gets the layup up, but doesn't fall. It's tapped away by Adelaide, and over the baseline, Bailey there just not looking happy at all with the call going against her.
No, look, Sydney are showing their strength inside, definitely with their bigger guard types in Afiaki and Snell and even Hennessy, but, you know, Adelaide are struggling to defend inside, and you see there, Snell just comes up with an easy rebound and puts back a one-footer.
Berlin fans won't be happy that I kicked Adelaide and Wooling this weekend, because I've had a mare on this game so far. That might be the kiss of death.
Might be the kiss of death, I think, Ray.
Ball is tapped over the sideline as Adelaide bring it down. Timeout has been called to the Adelaide Lightning as it is 42-34 here at the Sydney Uni Sports and Aquatic Centre, the elimination semi-final here in the Price Tag WNBL for 2004-05. And, well, Deb Cook just having a look. Biggest mismatch is the shooting percentage there in the first
quarter. It is the shooting percentage, and Sydney are obtaining a lot of one-foot shots inside the key with their size and athleticism, which Adelaide are really struggling to contain. You know, and if they're not going inside with pass penetration, Adelaide are then struggling to contain off dribble penetration. So at this stage, they've got to make some defensive adjustments, Adelaide, do a better job blocking out on the boards. And, you know, I suppose they've got to try to do something different defensively on the interior, because Sydney with Snell, Afiaki, you know, and even Fallon when she flashes inside, they're just hurting them.
Yeah, they are indeed. And, well, 8 points back to the gap at, excuse me, seven, about 1 point difference than the gap at quarter time. It was a 7 point gap at quarter time as we come into our 4 minutes and, I think that's 4 minutes and 10 seconds. This scoreboard is very hard to read. 4 minutes and 1 second it might be. Adelaide have possession. Summerton gives it to Phillips. Goes to Sayward for three. Hennessy just wasn't quite there, and Summerton has the ball slapped off her hand by Trish Fallon. And Fallon's being credited with it going over the baseline, so Adelaide will get another chance to set up. Goes to screen on the left side, gives it to Sayward. Sayward's got Phillips open. Phillips fakes on Fallon, then puts it up and gets it. And Phillips is not to be denied. Her second three-pointed shot, 42 play 37, a five-point ball game as we come down to 3 minutes and 30 seconds to go in the quarter.
The three-point line is keeping Adelaide in the game. They're just coming up with one every now and then. It's keeping them hovering around that 8 point mark.
Interestingly, this is the reverse of what we saw at the Entertainment Centre 4 weeks ago, as this time Hennessy gets the flash cut from Musselwhite, and Musselwhite puts it in. 2 points to Musselwhite, 44-37, and now Sayward will work it out on the right wing, goes to screen on the left-hand side, down the left lane to Summerton. Summerton in the paint, ball stripped by Fallon. Musselwhite's everywhere, but she came off Phillips, and now Phillips will score a three-pointer as Musselwhite couldn't get there in time.
Nice job. Even if Laura doesn't score inside, Summerton, I mean, she draws defenders, kicks it back out, open three-point shots.
Snell, 20 points for the game. Phillips, 19 as it goes around the arc. Fallon then to Musselwhite on the right-hand side. Musselwhite drives down the baseline, backs it in when she gets the screen, then gives it to Snell. Snell goes down the left lane. I thought that was a travel, but the ref didn't call it, and Snell will get another 2 points to go to 22. 46 plays 46 point ball game.
It could have been a slight stumble, but the referees didn't call it.
Green just got a dodgy pass there and wasn't onto it as quickly as...
No, she wasn't onto it, but I think Green needs to relax a little bit. She's a little bit tense out there tonight, which has sometimes been a trait for Green. She needs to relax more. She's a leader. Settle her group down. If she's a little bit anxious, she won't help the team get the job done. You know, but they've done a much better job. Even if, you know, like I said, Summerton's not scoring points, if they throw it inside to her, she attracts defenders, and then she's very good passer out of the post area. She can find the open man for an open shot. And that's what Adelaide have done well this year. Find their open man, nail that open shot, you know. And they've had no, you know, they've shown no conscience in shooting the open shots.
Yes, both teams have not been afraid to put them up. And, well, another timeout, this time called by Sydney Uni. So both teams now use both their timeouts that are allotted to them in each, well, in this half, three in the second half, because Browning had to give up his 22nd timeout, the only man in the league that used them. But 46 plays 40, a six-point ball game here, and 2 minutes and 28 seconds to the break. And Summerton, Cherise Smith, Bowley, and I've got that wrong again.
Bowley screen and Phillips.
Musselwhite gets the ball from Snell. Afiaki, Fallon and Hennessy are on the court for Sydney Uni. Musselwhite there just stopped the dribble and really had nothing to go with. So she had to give it to Fallon. Fallon, look away, pass to Hennessy. Hennessy gives it to Musselwhite for 3-point attempt. She was all open, but it didn't drop. And Bowley gets it back. Bowley gets it back to Screen, who goes over the half. Bowley again goes left side. Screen in the paint is Smith. Her shot was short, but she gets it herself. Second one doesn't go in. The glad wrap has to come off the basket there as Snell locks it up with Smith, and the possession arrow as a jump ball was called. will go to Sydney Uni as Belinda Smell decided she needed to give some Sharon Arnold a bit of a workout by tossing the ball away to the side when it was going to be a baseline ball.
Smith should have done a better job there, Craig. I mean, she was under some pressure, but, you know, 1 foot shot off the glass, she's got to make those.
Musselwhite working the ball back over the half, bounce pass to Fallon. Fallon has got Summerton in front of her. Fallon just fakes the shot and then goes in for the layup. And Fallon now 16 points for the game. 48 plays, 40 as we approach the half. Phillips, just a nice little jump shot from the left elbow.
Yeah, just run it straight back at them, Craig. You know, Fallon made a great step-through move and then, you know, Phillips just run it straight back at them. Afiaki's just made a charge foul, trying to push the ball up the floor and run it back the same as Adelaide did and made a poor decision there.
Yeah, in fact, she had already released the ball. Hennessy had the ball in her hand when she actually made contact with Cherie Smith.
Yeah, just poor balance. They even needed to come off 2 feet then and land in a balanced position when she made the pass, and she didn't quite get that done.
Well, 1 minute, 24 seconds left to go in the half as the ball's in from the baseline. Phillips will receive a double team. Phillips, Afiaki came off and Musselwhite just turned it back, and so Phillips makes it over the half easy. Sort of question why you run the play if you're not going to keep the pressure there. But Phillips gets the pass, screen, has it tipped away from her by Fallon. Screen gets back on it and eventually is called for the travel.
Phillips actually missed a drive cut by Summerton there in the key, who was open. Two people chased the person popping off that screenplay, and Phillips didn't have a heads up there and totally missed Summerton wide open.
Musselwhite now with the ball, setting up for Sydney. We are now 59 seconds left to go in the half. Snell on the left side on the three-point arc goes to Musselwhite. Musselwhite with screen in front of her. Right-hand side is Hennessy. Hennessy has the ball kicked by Bowley, and it will be Hennessy from the side, and the shot clock will reset. 50 seconds left to go in the half as 6 point ball game, 48-42, and I'd say Adelaide would have to set themselves this goal that they make the defensive stop here and try to keep it to a 6 or a 4 point ball game by the end of the quarter. But you've still got two possessions, I guess.
They do have two possessions, maybe possibly three if there's a quick shot here.
Hennessy inbounds to McKinnon. McKinnon now backs away, gives it to Afiaki. They're all on the right side. Fallon breaks now to the left, but it goes to Hennessy in the corner as Phillips tries to tap it away from Snell. Snell gets it out to Afiaki. Shot goes up by Afiaki. A three-point attempt doesn't fall. Screen gets the bounce pass over to Phillips down the right wing. Bounce pass into Summerton. Summerton double team, gives it to Bowley. Bowley loses the handle on it and it's over the baseline.
Just poor decision there by Bowley. She could have just pulled up at the foul line for an open jump shot because they're looking to double-team Summerton inside. Summerton makes a great pass out. You know, it's those little things that can hurt you. Yeah. Now Sydney have the opportunity to go down the other end and score.
Afiaki sets up on the right-hand side. Bowley tries to steal it off her, but it's unsuccessful. Afiaki pulls back. 17 seconds left to go in the half. 6 point ball game. Afiaki wants to set up for the Sydney Uni Flames and make it 8. Goes left side to Fallon. Afiaki comes away. Fallon just drives down to the right-hand elbow, puts up the shot, and Bowley gets the rebound. Screen, backs around McKinnon, brings it down the other end. 3 seconds left. Smith puts up the shot at the near ball. And at halftime, 48 plays 42 here at the Sydney Sports and Aquatic Centre. The halftime break as, it is just a interesting match that Sydney have had the upper hand of all the way, Deborah.
They have, yeah. Actually, your score's wrong there, Craig. It's 48-43, mate. It's only 5 points, but, you know, who's counting?
Well, I've been wrong all game, haven't I?
That's all right. It's very hard here to see the scoreboard, though, so, you know, you are forgiven. Yeah, look, it's been, you know, Sydney have had the upper hand for the whole game. Adelaide have just tried to hang in there, you know, and at times looks good on the offensive end. Come up with a few three-pointers to keep them in the game, but haven't looked like their normal, you know, self with their running game. And Sydney have done an excellent job exploiting the inside.
Yeah, a few of the fellas turning up in Sydney Uni Flames bodysuits, and they're starting to don their wares now.
It's an excellent look, isn't it?
It is a great look for a fella to get out in a bodysuit, I must say.
Very entertaining.
And, we were supposed to be joined by Mel Smith, Rene Tomino and Michaela Donkins, and I'm naming them now because they haven't fronted.
Soft, Craig.
Made
soft.
They have they've been scared away by my presence, obviously not yours.
No, definitely not mine.
But, of course, graduation for a number of girls this week. Thank you. As we get the stats to hand, graduation for a number of girls this week, and after 20 years, the coach finally graduates as well.
He actually resigned, yes. So, yeah, we had five, actually six graduate on Tuesday night. Three of them are actually staying on, though, Craig. They're staying on to the till July because of the Junior World Championships, the Under 20 Women, the GEM program. So those, Kathleen McLeod, Rebecca Duke and Caitlin Cunningham are actually staying on scholarship until they finish at the World Championships, just to you know, keep building the team for that championship. I mean, if all three go out, then they're only going home to play ABA, and, you know, we need to do more to help them so that they stay at the top level, so that when they do go to the Worlds, they can be at the best possible level they are and give the team the best possible chances of, you know, meddling.
For the people who don't understand or don't quite know what happens with the AIS, because we see them out on the court right throughout the Pricetac WNBL season, when it goes off season like it is now, the graduating girls who leave, the others are staying. What are the ones that stay actually do?
There's no off season for us, Craig. Since we're a development program, we actually we finished a road trip on Sunday in Adelaide with our 12 players that were playing in the WNBL, and we had our five new scholarship holders a training session with them on Monday. Our graduation dinner Tuesday, and then we trained Wednesday and Thursday with our group of eight at present, because a couple have gone home for a rest after a long season, and last year was quite demanding with the GEMS program, a European tour, and then out the AIS tour to the USA during the WNBL season, so it's been quite demanding. So we've had a few of the players go home for rest, but you know, our season just rolls on, and we're back into development. So we're back into skill development, our developing our team system, and of course with the GEMS program, that being a huge priority, you know, we're still looking to maintain the continuity with that group. So there's GEMS camps coming up. There's one actually coming up in 3 weeks' time. Then they're on tour in March. So there'll probably only be the five or six new scholarship holders left at the AIS during that time. So it's going to be quite disruptive for this next 6 months because it is a World Championship year. But our season never ends, mate. We never have an off-season. It's continual development for us, which is what our program's about, and that's why we're so successful in developing the players that we have played, both for the WNBL and on an international level.
Of course, for yourself now, you make the move into the head coach's chair for the World University Games, not for the first time, I might add, but certainly at an international level, I think it'll be your first time officially the head coach.
Officially the head coach. I've coached a couple of games internationally for the AIS program when Phil Brown has not been available. He had commitments with the Opals when we went on tour to Hungary 1 year, and he met up with us later on after we played three games, so I head coached that. Plus I've also head coached against USA colleges and Japanese touring team. So I've had some experience internationally, yes, but to go into a full tournament as a head coach, this will be my first gig.
Yeah, and the University Games is probably there's three tiers, isn't there, to basketball. There's the World Championships, the Olympics. You can debate which level they are, who's one and two, but then you have the World University Games is number three.
Yeah, it is.
Clearly number three.
Clearly number three, and it is number three more so in the European, with the European teams and the Americas. You know, Australia's just coming on board with that. The Europeans have always been renowned for sending, you know, top quality teams to the championship, and FIBA's trying to create more of a profile for it so that we do have that third tier of quality competition. So, yeah, it's going to be great, you know, and it's great that Australia's back involved again. Like I said, 87 was the last time a team went, so this is going to be fantastic. And, you know, I just hope we can generate some publicity for it and also some funding, because obviously it is self-funded through the athletes and through their universities, but it is quite an expense, and for some of them it's an expense that they can't afford. So we're not always going to, I suppose in some regards, get the very best team that we possibly can to go out of our athletes that are overseas in US colleges or at university here.
Yeah.
Because of the funding. So hopefully we can generate, promote a profile where we can get more funding, and you know, and get the very best quality that we can, because it's a great opportunity for the next level down, you know, our fringe opals to get international competition. And it's the only other competition that emulates an Olympics, where you actually live in an Olympic village and, you know, with all the other athletes, and, you know, there's 32 sports, I think, and most of the countries send a high level team. So it's just a great opportunity and a great way to develop our up and coming international stars.
Yeah, it is a very big championship, as you said. And well, I guess you're going to revel in the chance of drawing up a playbook, and then have a number of the girls who are very well known to you, either through the AIS program in the past or, in fact, in the present, who are studying in the in university at the moment, who qualify.
There is a lot of great talent, and there's quite a lot of talent with our overseas players that are at the US, with Jess Foley, who's at Duke University, Gabe Richards and Eleanor Haring at Oregon, Hannah Zavick, who's at Wyoming. They've all come through the AIS program. And, you know, and current WNBL players, you know, Laura Summerton, Jennifer Screen, Carly Wilson. I mean, it could just be a fantastic group to put together. And I think, you know, even if, because there may be some clashes with the Opals and a qualification series in August when it's on, I mean, even if we get the next tier down, we don't maybe get a Laura Summerton or a Carly Wilson or a Shelley Hammonds, because they're involved with the Opals, then the next group is certainly very, very good, high standard players who have had previous international experience either with a GEMS program or the Sapphires program. So yeah, I'm looking forward to really recruiting hard, but probably more so trying to do a lot more with generating the funds and the support to help get the best possible team we can there.
Well, we have the stats here at hand, and Coach Cook, what do you see? I just have to get used to that all through next season, we hope.
You will. I'm quite surprised, actually, by the boards, Craig. You know, it's 16 to Sydney and 15 to Adelaide, and I thought, you know, clearly it's 9 all on the offensive rebounds, and there for a definite period of quite a few minutes, Sydney did an excellent job on the offensive rebounding end, and were coming up with second and third, and even in one occasion fourth shots opportunities. And, you know, obviously Adelaide made some adjustments in that area, and then also themselves have done a much better job on the offensive rebounding board. Everything else seems fairly even. I mean, it's, you know, 43-48. Shooting percentage of the 58% to Sydney as opposed to 48% to Adelaide, and I think that's primarily because Sydney have scored a lot of their points off inside possession, whether it's been pass penetration inside to the post or it's been dribble penetration and then dish. Adelaide have done a much better job of shutting Snell down from the three-point line. You know, she was prolific in that first quarter, had 3 from 6, and I think they've taken that away from her in that leading up to the half-time period. Fallon's got 16 points, Snell 22. I mean, they're the obvious two standouts for Sydney. And Erin Phillips has come into her own. She's got 21 for Adelaide, but out there doing it on her own, because the next point score after that is Summerton with 6 and Scream with 5. So they really need to be able to step up their scoring proficiency, Adelaide, if they're going to stay in touch here with Sydney. And, you know, like I said, that they've nailed a couple of three-point shots that have kept them in the game, Adelaide, but they've never really looked comfortable yet in the game. And Sydney are playing with a lot of confidence, throwing the ball inside to the bigger athletes, Snell, Afiaki, Hennessy at times, Fallon when she flashes inside, and they're looking much more confident, I think, Craig.
They are indeed. We'll let you have a break here, Deb, and we'll just have a look, because interestingly enough, the Sydney Uni Flames led the first quarter by 5 points, won the quarter by 5 points. Adelaide Lightning win the second quarter by 2 points, 24-22. And another big thing was Adelaide picked up their shooting percentage from 40% to 48. And of course, the field goal percentage there dropping from 61, which it would be unsustainable, I think, to keep shooting at 61, to they've dropped it down now to 58.3. And I noticed the three-point shots is also very interesting.
Well, that's really what's kept Adelaide in the game. It's 15, they've scored 15 points from the three-point line opposed to Sydney's 9, and that's really helped them out. But it'll be interesting to see, you know, Sydney's three-point percentage has dropped down to 27%. That would have been much higher in the first quarter. So they've done a much better job with Snell on the perimeter outside the three-point line. But like you say, 58%, and that's come primarily from a lot of possession inside the paint, scoring one-foot shots. Now, and if you're given opportunities to score one-footers, then, you know...
And you're pretty high on them.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, they've got a good conversion rate, Sydney. If they haven't scored inside off the one-footer, then, you know, they've sent them to the foul line.
Yeah, the rebounds, surprisingly, are so even. Both 9 offensive, 6 and 7 is the defensive rebound. But 15 to 16 is not what it really looks like out there on the floor, because Sydney were so dominant in that first quarter.
They did. They had a very dominant patch there for quite a period of time. And, you know, obviously Adelaide did make some adjustments on that, but like you say, I was quite surprised too when I saw the rebound count of only being 16-15 and even 9 offensive rebounds apiece. I thought for sure Sydney would have been much further ahead in that statistic than they are.
Although, as it was said by a colleague of yours, sometimes when Renee didn't have double-doubles, perhaps the stats just miscounted a few.
That they could have.
All right, this is sportradio.com.au. Basketball, it's elimination final Friday night as we bring you the action from the Sydney Uni Sports and Aquatic Centre at half time. As you're joining us now, 48 plays, 43. The reason why it's 8:30, almost 29 before the second half gets underway is there was a car accident as the Adelaide Lightning were coming to the venue tonight. And that did set the game back 15 minutes. Coach Chris Lucas was feeling a bit sore and sorry for himself. I think it might have been a whiplash type injury, because it's certainly not limping at all, so it's not a crush injury, I wouldn't imagine, because he's moving about quite freely. But certainly not the best way to start your elimination finals campaign with that. And of course, as we also mentioned, the Adelaide Lightning out there with the black armbands on because of a tragic death to one of the great patrons of South Australian basketball. But underway here in the second half, Screen gets the ball from Phillips, Smith, Bowley, Summerton, and Screen, the starting five for Adelaide, who get the ball inside to Phillips. Phillips has it ripped away, and the jump ball ensuing will see Sydney with the possession. And the jump ball going out of the game is really, it really does question whether you should go after the ball if you can remember which way the arrow's pointing. Sorry?
I don't think it matters, Craig. I think, you know, I don't think it's a bad thing for the game, getting rid of the jump ball and having the possession arrow.
All right. McKinnon now to Afiaki. Afiaki goes across. Oh, flash cut from Fallon. Too easy.
Far too easy, Craig. Far too easy. Someone came off that back screen and nobody communicated, switched or stayed with her, and she had an open layup.
Right side now. Phillips goes left side to Smith for three off the iron, and Snell comes up with a rebound. Snell mugged by Bowley. Gets it on eventually to McKinnon, who gives it to Fallon. Fallon tries to get the bounce pass across to Afiaki. Screen runs into her, and Fallon's been called for the foul. What did I miss?
Afiaki was actually called for the foul on Screen, and the referees believe she dropped her shoulder. As Screen rotated down the lane, didn't step the pass, Eva dropped her shoulder into her and put Screen to the floor.
So a good call there, Phillips. Going to the right-hand side of the court, goes back to Smith on the left-hand side. Smith looking for someone, has to put the ball on the floor, goes past Snell, gives it to Phillips. Phillips now back forward, back again, bounce pass to Summerton on the left lane. 3 seconds left on the shot clock, a Screen puts up the three-pointer, hits the iron. Summerton comes up with the rebound, almost stripped. Phillips hits her foot. It's a big game of soccer at the moment, but eventually Smith will come back with it and get the ball to Phillips. Phillips goes over to Screen, down the left lane, pull-up jump shot, doesn't fall in. Tried to tap in with Bowley, but Bowley's shot unable to go in. Afiaki and Bowley just slapping each other.
The game's becoming quite physical, Craig. But both teams have come out very assertive physically. And, you know, Now we see a foul on Bowley called, and they probably missed the one up the floor prior to that. The referees got involved there and thought they need to take control of the game again, because both teams have come out extremely physical to start this third quarter.
I don't know about the pronunciation, Damien Pieces.
That's it. Thieves.
Thieves. Damien Thieves, the referee on that play. Inbound pass to McKinnon. Phillips taps it away. McKinnon gets it back, goes back to Hennessy, back to Afiaki. Fallon now on the right-hand side. Back left-hand side to McKinnon. McKinnon gets it off to Hennessy. Hennessy's shot doesn't drop. And Cherie Smith comes up with it, but it's blocked by Snell. And ricochets into Afiaki's hand. Snell gets it back, takes them on. Shot doesn't drop, and it's tapped away by Adelaide over the baseline. And Jennifer Screen is looking very frustrated.
Yeah, poor decision there by Smith. She should never have made that turnover into two defensive players. I mean, should have put the ball to the floor or just held the ball and waited for the defence to clear.
Heavy traffic now as Fallon gets the ball. Screen in front of her. McKinnon trying to get herself open at the top of the key. Fallon dribbles it onto her foot. Has to give it back to Afiaki. Afiaki fakes the three. Then Bowley just has got the foul out of Afiaki. She just managed to get herself planted before Afiaki crashed through. That'll be Afiaki's third personal foul. So,
it's a little battle there between Bowley and Afiaki, which has added a bit of spark to the game. The crowd's involved. They've been cheering and jeering the referee. So, a little bit of excitement here at the start of the third quarter.
As Phillips brings it down, will she go all the way? Yes, she does. And Phillips, once again, with 2 points, goes to 23. It's 50, plays 45, five-point ball game here with 7 minutes, 28 seconds left to go in the turn. Fallon now gets the ball to Tammy Hoare. The ANZ bank manager, Tammy Hoare, goes right side to McKinnon. McKinnon puts the ball on the floor into the paint, but the pass is too hot for Hoare. Ricochets off her, off the top of her fingers.
Adelaide has just unsettled Sydney here a little, Greg, with their physicality.
Phillips now outlet to Smith, the screen to Smith, over the top. Bowley gets it inside to Summerton, and that is the play that Adelaide likes to run.
Oh, that was excellent. Pass into Summerton, who had a great seal. Throw over the top, easy one-footer.
Three-point ball game, the closest it's been for a while. Fallon now with the ball in her hand. Summerton watching her, but no, Fallon just goes down to the left elbow, puts up the shot, rattles out of the iron, and Screen comes up with it. So Screen down the right wing now. Screen takes it to the baseline, pull-up jump shot, in and out. Summerton can't get the rebound. Summerton cops one elbow from McKinnon, has to back up straight away as Fallon knocks the ball out of her hand and setting up, and then she's still recovering from that knock in the face from McKinnon's elbow. Bowley gets an off-the-ball screen from Hoare as Snell gets it into Fallon, out to Hennessy for three, off the back of the iron, ball on the floor, Bowley came off her foot, and McKinnon just complaining about the push in the back.
I don't think she had too much to complain about there, because I think Hoare was giving Bowley a bit of a push in the back as well.
It was a ricochet.
Oh, the physicality of the game has definitely picked up to a much higher intensity here, and, both teams are struggling a little bit to put the ball in the hole.
Musselwhite inbound the ball, goes long to McKinnon, to Fallon on the three-point arc right side, goes back to McKinnon, left side is Hoare, back to McKinnon again as they work the perimeter. Screen from Fallon was good, got Smith out the way, but Fallon got the ball instead of Musselwhite, and the foul has been called on Jennifer Screen. That's number three for Jennifer Screen. It's always hard to call a screen when Screen's on the ball.
Yes. Fallon was always going to finish that play there and put it to the floor and attack the basket because the shot clock was running out.
Musselwhite looking to inbound the ball to Snell. Snell gets the inbound pass, and Smith has had the foul called against her as she just got into Snell. This is going to be quickly to the bonus.
Quickly to the bonus from both teams, yeah.
I've got the foul count 8-12 against Sydney. Just looking at it quarter time, it was 5-11 against Sydney. So no home court.
No home court at all.
Snell making the first from the free throw line. Musselwhite just shadowing Phillips here off the ball. Snell makes both. 24 points for Belinda Snell. Back out to a 5.4 game as Phillips gets the inbound pass from Bowley.
Sydney full court pressing here, and Tammy Hawes looking to try and trap on the ball handler. But Phillips dribbles out of trouble.
To Saywood, long range, two-point attempt, doesn't fall down. Summerton had Musselwhite backing into her, still is able to trap the ball enough to give it to Smith. Bowley goes over to Phillips. Phillips, three-point attempt, screen. It was Phillips gets a screen from Summerton on the inbound side. Yep. So what does she do? She goes, Musselwhite's going to go towards the screen. I'll go down baseline. And the foul that time was called on Michelle Musselwhite as she had to cut back quickly to try and react to the fake.
Yeah, she did. Got a blocking foul there. Nice move by Phillips. Nice aggressive penetration on the baseline.
As Phillips inbounds the ball from the baseline to Saywood. Saywood with McKinnon in front of her. Bounce pass in. Musselwhite reaching in, not getting a foul called on her. Goes back to Saywood. Phillips now. Phillips backing away. Three-pointer on net.
Huge step back jump shot on Phillips outside the three-point line.
2.4 game, 52 plays 50. Here with 5 minutes and 18 seconds left. McKinnon. Now has gives it to Fallon. It's lollies from a dandy from a baby there, Bev Cook, as Musselwhite drives hard into the baseline. It doesn't come in off the glass. And,
no, okay, I was just trying to steal this boy's water over here.
Yeah, noticed that. As, well, the foul has been called. I didn't catch who it was, but they're into their third foul. So Musselwhite will go to the line, and that would mean Bowley, because she's the only one on two fouls, would have three now. As Snell sits down with the... No, McKinnon sits down. Gilbert comes back out. Bowley sits down. Keller comes out. And Snell just gets a few words from Karen Dalton in this game that's tightening up.
It is tightening up.
Musselwhite.
Craig, and it's good to see Adelaide have come out. They're much more physical. They're settled in the game. They're being more disruptive. It's great.
Bullying fans, well... As Musselwhite makes the second, she goes to 4 points for the game, 54-50. The Bulleen fans can think, well, we're still in with a shot at a four-point ball game because I've skipped Adelaide and Bulleen this weekend. Could Bulleen have their first home grand final? That is the question going to be answered tomorrow. ABC live covering that game. Summerton dumps over the top to Keller, gives it to Saywood as they have 7 seconds left on the shot clock. Saywood gives it to Smith, 4 seconds, bounce pass, Keller gets it, has to juggle, Keller has puts up the shot.
And top violation there. The bench missed that actually and reset.
I think the bench thought it had hit the ring, but in fact it only hit the backboard.
Yeah, it just came down clear of the ring, most definitely.
But the refs were on board and they made that call. So Gilbert now brings it over the half. 4 point ball game, 54-50 here. 4 minutes, 25 seconds left as Musselwhite now goes across to Fallon, but it's tipped away by Phillips and Sydney will get the ball from the side. 4:10, or 4:17, sorry. Inbound pass to Gilbert. I shouldn't try to go accurate on the clock. Gilbert, ball on the floor. Tries to go past Saywood. Can't do so. Outlet pass to Snell. Snell has it rattled off the iron. And Saywood comes down with the rebound. Saywood goes, fakes to the right-hand side. Eventually around Gilbert. Keller at the top. Trying to get around Hoare. Goes to Phillips again. Smith setting the screen. But no, Phillips goes to Summerton. 3 points from Summerton. Rattles off the front of the iron. Hoare will get the rebounding there. And it is getting physical. That was Hoare. Just absolutely just reefing away, trying to get clear as she took that rebound down. Fallon now. Snell, oh, look away, bounce pass backwards to Fallon. Fallon tries to drive baseline. The foul's going to be called on Keller. That will be Keller's second personal foul as he just tried to do a bit too much on Trish Fallon.
Yeah, Fallon got mugged there on the way to the basket. Nice job by Snell, though. Attracted the double team. When they passed inside doing the post up, threw it back out to Fallon. And if I was Summerton, I would have closed out a little bit shorter then and made Fallon shoot the perimeter shot with a hand rather than close out long. Fallon puts the ball on the floor and then you're in rotation and you've got to, you know, come up with a foul then. And Fallon goes to the line, which will probably be an easy 2 points for her.
Well, I'm going to go out on a limb and say 3 minutes 38 seconds left to go in the quarter. The timeout called by Chris Lucas of the Adelaide Lightning. 4-point ball game. Now, they have closed up this gap at every change, so if it was to stay at 4, that would keep the trend. But unfortunately, if you're only taking 1 point off from every quarter, You're not going to make it.
They're not going to make it. But they've made some very good adjustments coming out to start this third quarter. They're much more physical, much more intense. They've really taken Sydney out of their offensive game. Sydney are just starting to get a little bit of their flow back, where they're going back to what was successful for them in the first two quarters, as we have the lunatic men in their beautiful Sydney bodysuits running past the crowd, inciting the crowd there, Craig, which is a good look.
Yeah, their last year's home and away strip, unlike this year's home strip and the Bulleen away strip that they tend to wear at the uni. I know, Shel Chambers always likes me to put that in.
She does. Anyway, back to it, Craig. So, you know, Sydney are just starting to get that flow back where they're growing inside to their bigger guard types, especially Snell, and playing that two-man game with Snell and Fallon, which has been very, very effective for them in the first two quarters.
Well, Chris Lucas is ice the shooter there as Fallon misses the first and the second. Keller boxed out well then, got Marshall White and Hoare away, gave it to Phillips now, and this could be a big finish to this quarter as the ball goes from Phillips to Sayward. Sayward backs out, 15 seconds on the shot clock as Keller has it. Keller goes to Phillips at the elbow. Oh, knocked out of the hand by Musselwhite. Snell comes up with it. Snell kicks it into Fallon and Sayward just runs Fallon off her feet and will be called for the foul. Fallon will go back to the line. And does that timeout, that icing that they gave Fallon before, does that still count now?
I think I jinxed her. I said she'd make those shots, didn't I?
Well,
she came out and missed those, so...
You're keeping it the close one.
Yeah.
54 plays, 50, as Fallon goes back to the line. We've had 13 fouls against Sydney, 10 fouls against Adelaide, and Fallon score two. So...
Should I put the mockers on her here, Craig, and say she'll make both?
She does. One. She hit everything possible before it dropped. Out to a 5-point ball game, 55-50, and check that, she makes both.
Great player's not going to miss, you know, another two.
Yeah. Saywood gets the inbound ball from Keller, comes down the left wing, pulls up at Gilbert, goes back to Keller. Keller's open, just doesn't feel confident to take a shot. As she's still open, eventually gets it back to Smith for the left-handed three-point attempt. It doesn't fall, and Musselwhite will come up with it. Goes long to Snell. Six-point ball game. Fallon, ball in her hand, right-hand side. Goes, tries to go to the post. Smith taps it away from Snell. Fallon comes back up with it. Fallon now drives into the paint. Keller steals it off her and gets it to Summerton, who gives it off to Phillips to go down the right wing. Phillips now working down, just trying to set one play here, 2 minutes 35, going to the corner. Smith, bounce pass inside to Sayward, and Sayward is being fouled by Musselwhite, who just crashes in.
Nice back screen there set by Summerton for Sayward, and Musselwhite did a poor job defensively on that, and then fouled Sayward, although I'm sure she's struggling physically, Musselwhite, after coming back from that knee injury, and as I say, that she's been subbed out and replaced by Hennessy.
Yeah, also Scream coming back into the game, sitting down as Keller. Keller just looking a bit frustrated coming off the court there. As a couple of times she just looked a bit self-conscious about what she should do.
She doesn't have great shooting range, Craig, and Sydney are taking every advantage of that by actually Tammy Hall's zoning off her and clogging up the inside of the key. So, you know, if you're going to be left that open, you've got to be prepared to shoot some of those perimeter shots.
Excuse me, Sayward now making both of the free throws as Gilbert brings the right side to Snell. Back to Hoare, across to Hennessy. Hennessy back to Gilbert. Gilbert has Lampshed back in front of her. As Snell puts up the shot. Three-point attempt doesn't drop, but Fallon finds it in her hand. She's a ball magnet, that girl. As Snell puts up another three-pointer and saying, you can't give Belinda Snell a lot of looks, because she's going to drop more than she misses.
Oh, she certainly will. She's a very, very good three-point shooter.
Lampshed now over the top to Summerton. Summerton right side to Screen. Screen had Hennessy a bit behind it, but didn't take the three-pointer. Instead, Phillips takes on the baseline. The shot drops, and Snell or Hoare is going to have the foul. It's Belinda Snell. Belinda Snell with her third personal foul.
Yeah, nice play there by Adelaide, and that's been one of their strengths this season, with Phillips going down into the low post, throwing it inside, and then making an aggressive move to the basket. And she's physically so strong, she can take knocks and bumps down there and make it a three-point play.
Shot is all net from the free throw line. 29 points, the highest on the floor for Erin Phillips. Gilbert now goes left to Snell. 4 point ball game, Sydney lead, 59-55. Tennessee goes out to Gilbert at the point. Gilbert goes back to Hall, back to Gilbert. Snell's trying to get in there. Phillips is watching her closely now as Gilbert gives it off to Fallon at the top of the key. Fallon knocks it down.
Tough shot that, Craig. Had Lewis Summerton all over in her face and just made a pressured shot.
Summerton at the other end will make the shot. Unlucky probably not to get the bonus there. As Summerton, 10 points for the game.
Definitely say so there, Craig. Definitely.
Fallon
a little bit, yeah.
Snell now with the ball in hand, and Summerton and Fallon have just tied each other up.
Summerton definitely grabbed her there. You know, Fallon was coming off that back screen, and Summerton grabbed her, which is probably she probably should have just switched, yeah.
And in fact,
they're in the bonus now, and Fallon's going to the line.
It was a 4 point ball game before they sent Fallon to the line. 61-57, and that is all met. So 62-57. As we are, that's a minute, 9 seconds left to go in the quarter. No, it can't be. 1 minute and 9 seconds left to go in the quarter. As Adelaide lose the ball, Fallon comes up with it. Phillips throws herself at it. The Smith pass was not good. She's done that a couple of times tonight.
Yeah.
Hall all by herself on the baseline. And Danny Hall gets her first points for the game. 64-57. 7 point ball game as Phillips sets up. 43 seconds to go in the third term. Hennessy comes out for Phillips. Phillips takes her on. Gets the foul from Hennessy, as that's an interesting one. Hennessy hadn't taken position, but Phillips certainly made the contact more obvious.
Yeah, I think their Hennessy's hands came over the top as she went for the basket. I mean, I thought she wasn't in pretty good position, but I think her hands just reached over, and Phillips definitely was trying to draw the foul. She definitely was not trying to make the basket.
Well, she succeeded and converts the first. Not an expensive foul.
Not expensive. You know, Adelaide have made a couple of errors here that have really hurt them, with the foul by Summerton and then the turnover by Smith.
Doesn't fall in, and no one going for the rebound for Adelaide, so that means Fallon chalks up another one. Oh, screen gets inside. Now that will be Adelaide's ball, but she doesn't have to worry about the arrow. She gives it off to Phillips, and Phillips gets another 2 points. 32 points for the game. 32 of the 60 points that Adelaide have scored. 4 point ball game, 64-60.
Summerton just committed another silly foul there on the baseline, and that could be her third or fourth. That's her fourth personal, and that's just, you know, she made a silly foul at this end of the floor, grabbing on Fallon, coming up the screen, and now she's made another holding foul under the basket after the basket was scored. Now she's in trouble and gone to the bench with four fouls, and that could really hurt Adelaide. And it's obviously sent Sydney to the line.
Yeah, it was down to a 4 point ball game as McKinnon makes the first and makes them pay. First points for Rebecca McKinnon tonight. 25.4 seconds. She makes the second. And Lampshed now. Inbounding the ball, goes long, gives it to Smith over the half. Snell trying to guard two. Snell went the wrong way. Smith misses the shot. That's Phillips who backs it out. 15 seconds left as Erin Phillips. In fact, 15 seconds now left as Phillips setting up the play. Hennessy trying to pick which way Phillips is going to go. Phillips now, 7 seconds on the shot clock. Hall comes out to her. Phillips doesn't lose the dribble, gets the bounce over to Smith, and Smith banks it in. That was an exciting piece of play. They certainly ran it down to the wire.
It was a great play there. She executed very well. Sydney tried to jump switch up on that play, and Phillips just fed it straight down the line. But Adelaide are making their job so much harder. They had a couple of errors. I don't know whether that's tiredness errors going into the end of that quarter, but you know, they had that foul by Summerton, put Sydney on the line. They made both, and then Sherry Smith creates a poor turnover again, a poor passing turnover. And then they, you know, Summerton fouls on the baseline after they've made a nice open layup and then put herself in on the bench with four fouls. And that could really hurt the group coming down the stretch, because there's another full quarter to go here. And she's one of their go-to players.
Adelaide support staff working feverishly just down there. I see Jeff Marnie and everyone working on, I guess that's ice.
Yeah.
They're trying to pack up the bags there and get the ice in and help with some of the niggles during this.
I think the other side there is Craig too. They've had a few hits in the face. I think Screen's got a bit of a blood nose problem there.
And she got hit in the face on the floor. So, you know, I think they were just trying to get that.
Get that. Camilla Lambshed, once again, as Chris Lucas talked to us after the entertainment centre game, he just can't praise her enough for what she's been able to do coming into this team as the other point guards were just falling by the wayside there during the season. And, well, she's played a big part. They got to qualify for this final by taking her on the road for the last three trips away. And, well, I guess in a situation where you're going in, you need every player you can possibly get because you don't know what will happen with injuries.
Oh, you certainly do, and she's not scared either to go out there and play in this level of competition, and she's done actually a very good job for them all season. You know, been very good at the three-point line and just been a good defensive stopper for them. So, you know, and you're right, you do need everybody, because if you get into foul trouble or, you know, your point guard goes down, you really do need someone that has had minutes out there and had some experience playing. That can go out and run the show for you.
Well, the shooting percentage here, 40% Adelaide, 36.8%. Sorry, 36.8% Adelaide, 40% Sydney, as Adelaide will start it off here in the final turn. The elimination final from the Sydney Sports and Aquatic Centre on sportradio.com.au. Screen now goes right side to Fowley. Bowley now. Just backing away from Fallon, backing into Fallon. Now she loses the dribble, so she has to go to screen at the free throw line. Puts up the shot in Hennessy. Well, that's an incredulous look at Damien Thies, but it's not going to do any good.
No, look, I think that was a foul on the shot. You know, Screen had to put the shot up under some sort of pressure because the clock was running down. But, you know, Hennessy was in pretty close proximity, and I think she probably got a hand on the shot.
Screen doesn't waste any time to put that shot up. 66 plays, 63 shot on its way, all net, and a two-point ball game. 2 points between Sydney and Adelaide here in Sydney, the elimination semi-final, as McKinnon brings the ball up over the half, goes right side to Hennessy. Can Adelaide stay tough? Hennessy goes into the paint, backs around. Oh, that had to be a travel. And the ref, Sharon Arnold, plays for the crowd, whistle.
And she was very animated on the sideline then about Sharon calling the foul. She actually tried to tell him to relax that she had seen it.
As Lambshed comes over the half, the two number sixes matching up. Oh, Lambshed gets away from McKinnon, goes into the paint, gets it out to Bowley. Bowley just loses the dribble off her leg as she goes down. Snell putting the pressure on there, and that is frustrating for a coach to have that happen.
It is very frustrating because she probably could have gone the extra pass. Screen was open on the perimeter as well.
McKinnon now down the left wing, gives it to Fallon. Fallon goes across for Snell. Snell on the right side, looks back to Hennessy. Hennessy inside to Fallon. Fallon, oh, just off the glass too hard. Bowley now gets it away to Phillips. Phillips down the right wing. This is it. The evener is approaching. Kicks it off to Smith. Smith, open shot. Oh, rattles off the back of the iron. Smith will get it tapped away from Screen to her, and she'll give it to Lambshed. Now they have a reset shot clock. 19 seconds left on it. Phillips looking around. Takes on Hennessy. Drives down the left-hand lane. Doesn't drop, and gave Fallon a bit of a smack around the ears when she came down with the rebound.
Yeah, tough shot that, over two players. She probably could have found the open man then, Phillips.
Fallon now right side to Hall. Oh, Smith and Hennessy just bumping into each other. Phillips and Hennessy, I should say, bumping into each other. McKinnon, bounce pass inside to Hall. Hall's jump shot didn't fall. Foley comes up with the ball. And Phillips' father, of course, a great at Port Adelaide. Certainly, probably Port Adelaide, the way they play their football, was a bit like what Erin Phillips was doing just then. Pretty rough and tough.
Certainly
Smith's
is.
Shot doesn't fall.
She can't buy a basket tonight, Craig. She struggled with her open shot.
Foley steals it off McKinnon, tries to put the shot up, and McKinnon has got the foul against her.
Nice assertive play there by Foley. You know, pressured McKinnon out of that, then made a great steal and then took it strong to the basket.
Well, Lambshed is stepping out for Sayward. Also coming onto the court is Summerton. Chris Lucas realises that it's just not her night. No point in a close game getting her confidence down.
No. Give Smith a little confidence-building pat on the head and said, you know, keep shooting that open shot.
Bowley's first points for the game. Both points now from the free throw line. All tied up. 66 points apiece.
Going down the wire, Craig. This is what we love.
Phillips and Musselwhite, though they're cuddling each other as Musselwhite was trying to keep the dribble. I guess that's how I'm going to call it. Fallon over across to Snell, now right side to McKinnon. McKinnon ball on the floor, drives into the paint, kicks it out. Oh, Hall was open, she just didn't take the shot. Gave it to Fallon, Fallon rattles off the iron, and Musselwhite crashes through from Summerton, who had the ball in her hand, and that will see it over the baseline. Timeout called as Karen Dalton realises Adelaide get the next 2 points, go to the front. It's going to be a psychological boost for them.
It is. I don't quite understand either. Sydney have gone away from playing Afiaki. Maybe she's coming back into the group now, but she has sat for a long time, and she provided a strong physical presence for them inside, and is a good scorer either. She can come up with tough points, so I think she's just going to come back into the game now, but they've actually not played her for quite a long period of time, and Adelaide have certainly picked up the defensive intensity here, Craig. They're doing an excellent job defensively now. Much more physical, much more involved, a lot more pressure, and you know, on that last play, one of those last play phases, you know, you saw Fallon shoot an uncharacteristic fadeaway jump shot.
And, well, Sharon Arnold getting the congratulations from Greg Matthews.
He probably wants them to make a few calls Sydney's way. Sharon's not like that, though. We know she's a very, very good referee.
Referee for 25 years.
Yeah, has been around for a long time and does a very good job at this level.
It's important talking her up now as Sharon Arnold also part of the game, not in a bad way. There's sometimes a great team can be a bad part of the game, but
yeah,
she's really playing it up. Bailey gets the ball inside to Saywood. Saywood now goes left side to Screen, looking for option. Summerton's open, bounce pass to Summerton, low post left side, kicks it off to Phillips. Oh, Phillips lost control of it, managed to roll it over Fallon's head, got it back then, put up the three-point shot. Solly there, can't keep it in the front court. Saywood crashing into the scorer's bench.
Good play by Phillips there. She, you know, came up with possession. She tried everything to get that back then.
Yeah, it has been a great game by Phillips tonight. 32 points. Sydney with the ball down in their offensive end. Snell holds it up for a moment, gives it to Afiaki, top of the key. Top of the arc, I should say. Musselwhite on the right side. Musselwhite kicks it over to McKinnon. McKinnon puts the ball on the floor, drives baseline, and shot is short. Just comes down into the hands of Bowley, who taps it on to Saywood. Saywood bounce pass over to Screens. Jump shot. Oh, rattles off. Summerton takes position on the low post right-hand side. Gets it out to Bowley. Howard to Bowley.
Oh, he's on fire, Craig. She's done an excellent job against Fallon. She is psyched up.
I think that was a three-pointer. I have to double-check with the scoreboard there. But it's 69-66. Adelaide take the lead for the first time. Oh, Summerton, Phillips almost rips the ball off Musselwhite as Musselwhite crashes Phillips across the ground. And Phillips and Musselwhite are going at it off the ball. It is a physical game. Adelaide with the advantage. Sydney now pulled back by two. At the other end, Screen hits the ground.
71-68 here, Craig. 6 minutes to go. What a great game.
It has been an exciting one. It's built up to the crescendo in the last quarter. 5 minutes, 50 seconds left as Fallon has the ball on the right side. Snell and Screen. Another great final between Adelaide and Sydney. Musselwhite drives in down the left lane. The shot doesn't drop. And the foul called on... I couldn't see that call.
It's
13 Phillips.
Yeah, it was early on the dribble when Musselwhite first tried to come off the screen. Phillips just got, you know, caught a little bit behind. Musselwhite got a shoulder pass to land in and threw the foul.
Hennessy coming back into the game for McKinnon. I think maybe what Karen Dalton's thinking is get a bit more height and a bit more solidity in there because it's getting so physical.
And some defensive pressure. You know, Hennessy's a very good defensive stopper.
Musselwhite pass to Afiaki is cut off by Screen. Screen's layup at the other end. Oh, it's short. Afiaki comes down with the ball and Screen is a ropeable. She is angry with herself as she gets up. Musselwhite bounce pass down to Snell. Snell knocks Saywood off the ground and puts it in off the glass.
Got to be able to hold your ground then, you know. She's got to force Snell to shoot that over her hand under pressure rather than fall to the ground.
Saywood has the ball back in hand, a 1.4 game. Adelaide with the lead, 71 plays 70. Screen over the top to Summerton all by herself, puts it in the hole.
They've run that play very, very well tonight in this quarter with the two high post area and the guard coming off it, and they found Laura Summer to open under the basket for an easy two-point shot then.
73-70, Appiaki now gives it back to Fallon, to Musselwhite on the right side. Phillips in front of her. They've been niggling each other right throughout. At the elbow, Phillips, Summit, Musselwhite gives it to Appiaki. Screen is in front of her. She puts the shot up. She'll get her own rebound as it doesn't fall.
Great effort by Appiaki there, Craig. Great effort.
Musselwhite thought about the three-point attempt, then gave it to Snell. Summerton in front of her. As Snell outlet to Hennessy. Hennessy's three-point shot doesn't drop. Musselwhite crashes into Screen, who gets the rebound, but Screen is able to withstand the pressure as Hennessy has been called for a pushing foul. I didn't see that much in it, but Sharon Hull knows more about the game than I.
Yeah, I think they probably could have called that foul a little bit earlier, Craig, up the floor on the dribble, but, you know.
Hennessy's third personal now. Inbound ball from Bowley to Phillips. Phillips drives baseline. Oh, Musselwhite kicks it out to Summerton, who kicks it out the screen for three. I think she got pepped. And
oh, great effort by Phillips. Just couldn't hold on to it there.
Musselwhite trying to go long to Snell as the ball is tapped out of her hands by Screen, and I think Snell wanted the foul called on Screen.
She did, but I think the Adelaide are just playing with far more intensity here than Sydney at present. And
this is a tall one now. Where's the, well, Bowley's a guard and Phillips a guard, but Sayward, the point guard, comes out for two number twos. As it is that physical. 3 minutes and 59 seconds. Appiaki drives into the paint, gets the layup off the edge. Appiaki rebounds herself. She's double-teamed in the paint, gets out of it, gives it to Musselwhite, back into Fallon. Fallon has Smith in front of her. Oh, Fowley has got a slap on the ball. Sharon Arnold doesn't call it, but Damien, away from the play, has, and that is a
he obviously saw play. Something, but it's very frustrating because you've got the baseline referee right there in close proximity, 2 foot away, and the trail referee calls the foul.
Yeah, great game here at the Sydney Sports and Aquatic Centre. 73, play 70 with Fallon at the line. Makes the first.
It's rattled around the ring and it's gone down, Craig.
Yeah. Fallon again from the line. Second shot. It's a lead to Sydney as Fallon. No, sorry, it's a 1-point ball game again.
Adelaide is still in front.
It was 3 points before those two, Craig. Get the score right. Phillips, 73-72. Her team leads at the moment. Oh, Summerton dumps it off to Phillips, cutting baseline. Musselwhite gets in there. They both crash to the ground, and the foul has been called against Phillips. That is only her second personal, so it's not as if she's in foul trouble.
No, she's not. That was, you know, she just got a little bit too far under the basket there. A jammed ball up in under the ring. You know, good pressure there by Musselwhite.
A jump ball call.
No, he called a foul on her. He definitely pulled the arm down and signaled.
Okay. Just didn't signal to the bench, that's all. 15 is Musselwhite. Comes down the left side. Injury cloud on Musselwhite going into the game. She was saying she was ready, and she's out there now. Appiaki gets the ball. Summerton in front of her. Inside to Snell. Snell in the paint from Screen's got a hand on Snell, and that is going to send Snell to the line. And
must be fourth personal foul on Screen too, I would imagine, Craig. But she's done an excellent job on Snell. You know, and Sydney are looking to try and go back and isolate Snell one-on-one in that inside area. I think they really need to look to double again like they did earlier in the game and force Sydney to really shoot from the three-point line when it's not Snell out there. You know, force a Hennessy or a Appiaki to shoot from out there or even Fallon.
Snell makes the second, misses the first.
All tied up. Woohoo! We got a ball game.
73 points apiece here. The elimination final between Sydney and Adelaide. Phillips goes to the right side, loses the dribble on it, gets it into Summerton, out to Bowley. Bowley's shot rattles in and out, and eventually it's tapped away by Screen, who was going after the rebound. Snell was in there as well, but Sharon Arnold made the call quickly and said, Sydney's ball. 2 minutes. 58 seconds left to go in the game. It's all even. Another great final between these two teams. As Snell, three-point attempt, rattles around and Smith boxes out. Hennessy gives it off to Phillips and Phillips is off to the races. Right side to Bowley. Bowley founding a range earlier in the quarter. Oh, the bounce pass into Summerton. The arrow says Sydney.
Every play makes you hold your breath here. Craig, you know, that probably wasn't the best feed there by Bowley. I'd be thinking of bringing Seaward back in the game here again. I know Bowley's done an excellent job defending Fallon, but I think they just need a little bit more leadership in the point guard spot.
Yeah, well, interesting. Wilson and Gilbert are sitting down. Musselwhite and Afiaki are leading from the point position. As Musselwhite puts up the three-point arc, but it hit the wire that holds the hoop in place, and it's the turnover affected. Phillips gets the ball. Even Stevens at 73 points apiece here with 2 minutes 19 seconds. There's an eternity to go in the game, but Phillips gets the ball from Bowley. Bowley now cutting inside, wrestling with Afiaki. Goes from Phillips to Smith to screen. Oh, shots up. Summerton comes down with it. Afiaki rips it out of her hands, but Scream will get it back. 21 seconds left on the shot clock. Snell taps the ball out over the sideline, and it will be Adelaide's ball. Fitzgerald there just standing up, pointing Sydney's way, just in hope.
Nice try. Was never going to be Sydney's ball. It was clearly came on Snell's hand. Adelaide need a score here.
Scream, inbound the ball. Screen, bounce pass into Summerton, long way from home. She's running at the point, gives it to Phillips, who comes out now. Oh, Musselwhite did manage to tap that ball clear from Phillips, but she gets back onto it. Screen,
isolation
screen, three-point attempt from Phillips, rattles off the iron, no one can get there for Adelaide, and Afiaki comes up with it. She gives it off to Fallon, who comes down the right-hand side. Backcourt. Across the backcourt, just in time. 16 seconds on the shot clock as Fallon loses the handle on the ball. Gives it to Screen. Screen breaks down into the paint. Foul. Fallon just rips it to the ground.
Oh, heavy foul. I mean, Snell did an excellent job there. She didn't make the play at the ball, but you know, it was a heavy foul. And Screen's going to have to go to the line and both make both here.
Well, the question
how
is...
how exciting it is, Craig. I'm getting my words muddled.
Is it unsportsmanlike?
It wasn't unsportsmanlike. It was a heavy foul, but Snell definitely played at the ball. Definitely played at the ball. And, if you're going to foul in that situation, Craig, you can't let them score and have an opportunity of three-point play. You've really got to, take that option away. Be physical. Foul strongly without it being an unsportsmanlike foul and force them to go to the line.
Adelaide brought all 10 players with them, but they also brought Jess Marnie, Tracy Braithwaite, and one other girl,
Sam,
who of course, were all important parts of this team at the stages, although some of them only got to be a very short time in this team.
They did. I think this group has done exceptionally well because of the injury problems they've had. They lost Marnie. Well, she didn't make it really for the season. She was supposed to come back in after missing last season with that knee injury and is still having ongoing problems. Woosnam, they lost her after about six rounds with that knee, and she was a big part, a big key as far as leadership goes, her experience playing overseas internationally. She was also part of a world championship team that won a silver medal as a gem. So, she's just great leadership value, and this Adelaide group has shown some real grit to get as far as they have in the season under new coach Chris Lucas, who's done a very, very good job with them. I think he's instilled a lot of confidence and they're playing confidently. They've given it all.
Screen at the line misses the first. 7 points for the game so far. She takes the lead for Adelaide. 74 played, 73.
Adelaide are pressing up the floor here, but no one really traps them. And Bowley's left to defend the ball handler.
Bowley is on McKinnon and goes to Fallon. Fallon back to Afiaki, top of the arc, then gives it to Musselwhite. Musselwhite goes back to McKinnon. McKinnon now right side to Fallon. Fallon was open for a moment as Smith didn't get there. Sydney retakes the lead. It's Fallon, 27 points for the game. 75, play 74. In ball to Summerton. Back out to Bowley for a big three-pointer.
Great shot by Bowley. Great shot by Bowley.
2-point ball game, 77 play 75, it's back and forth and down the court as Fallon goes to Afiaki, now to Musselwhite. Musselwhite back to McKinnon. McKinnon with Smith in front of her, the mismatch is there. Snell gets the ball with Bowley in front of her. Bowley, oh, the shot goes up, and Snell will go to the right as Bowley and Scream both stepped in on Snell. They all three ended up on the ground, and Snell will have the shot to come to tie this one.
Well, they take the lead, sorry.
Yeah, foul water to Bowley there.
Okay, Bowley now with four personals.
36 seconds left to go, so probably two possessions you could say here, Craig. Very interesting if Snell makes this.
All tied up, 77 points apiece. Snell, Chris Lucas not icing the shooter. Snell, it doesn't drop. Bowley comes up with it. Scream now has...
Adelaide needs to get a good shot here. Big possession for them. They need to get a good shot. Make the basket.
Chris Lucas was just telling the girls, get down in the front court, stop mucking around back here. Phillips gets away from Musselwhite, kicks it over to Bowley. Bowley bounced past into Summerton. Summerton double team. Smith gets the score. Too late, the whistle was off before, but that will send Bowley.
It's all the travel off Summerton, Craig. 16 seconds to go. Last play for Sydney. What's Adelaide going to do here? Are they going to get up the floor and pressure, or are they going to just try and push Sydney out of their stuff in the half court? Huge play there. I think Phillips could have taken the shot herself. She was open, dribbling off that screen by Summerton and was clearly open and thought she'd go to Bowley, who'd made the previous three-pointer. That's when you really got to back yourself. I mean, she's open and there's only 20 seconds left to go in the game. Shoot the ball.
77 points apiece. We started this game late. Deb, you might be getting paid extra here because we could have overtime. Although, one more possession to Sydney and you have to figure you take all 16 seconds.
Yeah, well, and I'm sure they'll either go to Snell or Fallon. It's the big two that have played so well for them tonight. And I think probably Snelly enough, so I'll try and get something inside. You know, Snell's got 32, Fallon's got 27. I mean, they've got it done for them offensively, so I'm sure that's who they'll be looking to go to. It'll be just interesting to see what Adelaide do here defensively, and it looks like they're going to get up the floor and pressure them, so that's interesting in itself.
Fallon goes to the offensive side while Snell has got Screen. Bowley is on Fallon. Apiaki looking to inbound the ball. She took her time, got it to Snell. As Screen really got close as they get it over into the front court. Now 10 seconds left here. The elimination final all tied up, 77 points apiece. Fallon gets the ball in her hand. Bowley looks in there. Fallon's shot doesn't drop. Smith jumps down with it. It's all over. It's all the time. And it's 77 points apiece. Adelaide's defense held. And we go into overtime. Last time this happened was 2002. Adelaide and Sydney going into overtime in a playoff for the right to play Canberra in the grand final the week later. What would the two Melbourne teams be thinking listening to this, knowing that one of those teams is going to play next week is going to have an extra run over?
You just can't ask for more, Craig, in a elimination semi-final. It's just been a great game. Two contrasts. You know, the first two quarters were all basically Sydney. Adelaide had to play catch-up. I suppose in some respects they didn't quite come out ready to play with maybe the dramas of what happened to them on the way to the game. But I tell you, they've stepped up in the second half here and it's just been a great game. Both teams have played very intensely. It's become much more physical in the last two quarters. And, you know, what a great game. We're going to overtime.
We are going to overtime indeed as... 77 points apiece at the end of regular time. Sydney versus Adelaide from the Sydney Sports and Aquatics Centre. And we have got, we couldn't have asked for a closer game. 40 minutes of basketball, 77 points apiece. That in itself is an amazing score because, they've both played hard defence but have still been able to get the shots away and make such a good score. A tight game, you might see, about 50, 60 points when they're that focused?
Yeah, probably around 60, but I think the league in general this year has been really very good offensively. Like, we've got a lot of high-scoring games, which has been great, you know, for the league, and I think there's been, you know, which is good for us because there's been a really good focus offensively, and even though the defence has been tough, I think the league's offensive
skills have improved, and yeah, so it's providing for higher scoring games and very entertaining games.
Possession at all is going to Adelaide. 5 minutes of overtime, and it's not both ways. It's 5 minutes. Whoever leads at the end of this is is going on to the preliminary final next week in Melbourne. Phillips gets the inbound pass, goes right side to Summerton, or over the left, finds Phillips again. Phillips has got Musselwhite in front of her, gives it the screen, Bowley goes back to Phillips. Phillips takes on Musselwhite, fading away, jump shot is good from her.
Great shot by Phillips. She's had a great game, both offensively and defensively. She's got 34 points, I think, now.
Yep.
Craig, and done a very good job.
McKinnon goes to Snell. Snell over the top to Fallon. Bally is out of here.
Her fifth foul, yep, she's out of the game, and she's done a super job in the last towards the last end of the quarter for that group. So defensively on Fallon, I think they're going to struggle now to get somebody to guard Fallon, because Summerton's also in foul trouble too with four fouls. So this is going to be interesting for Adelaide to see what adjustments they can make here and who they're going to actually put on Fallon to guard her.
Yeah, well, that's what Chris Lucas is thinking about now. Saywood steps up. How do you rotate your roster around? Do you go Green to Fallon?
I think you've got to go Summerton on Fallon because of the size advantage. I know Summerton's on four fouls, but I don't think Smith can get the job done on her. You know, physicality. I mean, she's a good, strong body type, but I don't think she can match it with Fallon's experience.
Fallon always looks so lackadaisical when she's just at the free throw line. She makes the first.
Trish does look a little lackadaisical, yes.
I'm surprised we both got that out tonight. We haven't. Summerton brings the ball into Phillips. Phillips comes down the right wing, almost lost the dribble again. That has been a problem I've noticed a lot of teams this season. Summerton, right side to Phillips. Phillips fakes. Afiaki drives into the paint, gets it to screen. Screen has it. Phillips opens. It goes over to Saywood. Saywood tries to get it into Summerton. McKinnon just dives around the body of Summerton, taps it over the baseline.
Very good defense then by Sydney. They rotated well, they switched well, and they came up with a good stop.
6 seconds on the shot clock for Adelaide as Phillips is looking to bring it in. Summerton breaks backwards. Fallon goes with her. Oh, looking now. Long time to get it in. Screen gets the ball. Fallon's in front of her. Bounce pass to Shriek Smith. Almost looking the wrong way. Then puts the shot up on the whistle. But Saywood comes down with the rebound.
And foul.
Is fouled. Plus, Karen Dalton and all the Sydney team stopped because they heard the whistle. It did hit the ring, though.
It hit the ring, yeah. The shot clock went off, but it went off after it hit the ring. So it's not a violation. It's play on. That's the rule now. And they stopped. And then, of course, Seawood got an open rebound. It's now got an opportunity three-point play. And she makes it.
82 plays, 79 here as the ball inbound to Snell from Fallon. Gets it back to Fallon as Fallon comes down the left lane. Then bounces off to McKinnon. McKinnon, Saywood in front of her. Bounce pass over to Snell. Still on the perimeter. Phillips in front of her. Afiaki looking for it, but goes away to the left side to McKinnon, who drives baseline and makes the shot.
Too easy, and then a terrible turnover by Steen. That has really hurt them there.
Snell puts up a three-pointer on the steal, and they take a one-point lead here with 3:25 to go in overtime. Phillips,
blocking foul by Musselwhite.
Shot didn't drop, though, so she'll only go to the line for two, but that puts you 1 point in front if you can convert.
It does. Just a poor turnover there by Screen. She rushed, Seawood's got to try and contain on that penetration. She gave McKinnon an easy driving lane to the basket, makes the layup, and then Screen makes a poor turnover inbounding the ball. She nearly really just needed to slow down, you know, make sure of the pass.
Phillips 35 points with a shot to come, 83 points apiece.
We might be going into double overtime here, Craig. How exciting would that be?
Makes the second, gets the lead. It's Afiaki now. Inbounds to McKinnon. McKinnon comes down the right lane. McKinnon sets up, Saywood on her, as McKinnon just fades left, then comes back to the right, and Fallon has to reach for it. Smith in front of Fallon, Smith makes the shot, Sydney's back in front by one.
Huge play by Fallon, she didn't look to go off the dribble then, she just faked the drive, and
Saywood for three!
Put on the line, Craig, only a two, all tied up again.
Sayward stepping up in overtime. And Snell drives base on Phillips in front of her, rolls out. Snell goes to the ground. Oh, blocked out.
Great desperation here, Craig. Great desperation. Who's going to... Oh, jump ball.
Sydney ball.
Sydney possession baseline.
So I think at one stage there, one of the Adelaide girls realised that and they just sucked the ball away, but then it went back into the ground. And that was
there were so many bodies on the ground then. Everybody was after the ball. It's just been a great quality game, great quality game.
2 minutes and 30 seconds left to go. Inbound pass, Musselwhite will receive it as Chris Lucas talking to Sharon Arnold.
I think there's some problem with the bench here, and I think maybe the clock or the possession arrow, I think, actually, because I think
Sydney got it last time.
I've got that feeling that that's what they're questioning, that the possession arrow was actually not changed.
Aaron Dalton, Chris Lucas and Sharon Arnold. And Sharon says, well, the arrow's pointing this way on the table now. Karen, do you disagree?
I think the other side is to the shot clock. There's not I think they've reset the shot clock and now they're just letting it run down to 12 seconds.
They've reset it.
Reset it.
Oh, they've reset it.
Not sure what's going on, but anyway.
They forgot to stop it when they...
There's quite a bit of talk going on in front of the bench and it looks like it's still going to be Sydney ball, so...
Smith, Phillips, Saylor, Green, Summerton, Apiaki, McKinnon, Fallon, Snell and Musselwhite. Musselwhite's knee hasn't proved to be a problem. Fake the pass to Apiaki, goes to Snell. Snell in heavy traffic. Tough shot. 87 plays, 86, down Summerton, kicks it out to Saywood. Saywood fakes, kicks it right side screen. Oh, dumps it back to Saywood. Saywood for a long range two. Don't understand that play screen, should have taken it herself.
She's not been shooting the ball well all night and obviously lacks confidence and felt that she needed to throw the ball back to someone who's been shooting a little better. But then, you know...
by Adelaide and Saywood.
He was shot notice, yes, by Fallon in the backcourt, which the referees let go.
Musselwhite watches Phillips now as Phillips sets up a point. Both sides have got screens waiting, but no, Phillips goes to Summerton, back off to Phillips. Sydney leads by one. Phillips drives in, the layup doesn't work, but Musselwhite reaching over, taps Phillips, it was a Tiggy Touchwood foul, but it is going to send Phillips to the line. And Phillips with 36 points for the game. Belinda Snell for 36 points for the game. You must think that Ann Donovan and the rest of the WNBA coaches and scouts watching this game are going to notice those numbers.
Oh, certainly. You know, they've just had phenomenal games, both plays. And, they're prolific scorers. They can shoot the basketball as Phillips makes the first.
Phillips makes the second, and it is Adelaide by one. 1 minute 48 seconds left to go in the game as McKinnon brings the ball down. Goes left, then comes right. Gives it to Apiaki. Apiaki, Summerton in front of her. Snell in the paint. Shot doesn't drop. Taps over the baseline. And Sydney have got the call.
That
she couldn't see.
I'm right here on the baseline, mate. That was Adelaide's possession. It came off by Snell. She made a second effort. That.
Hennessy now looking to inbound it. Gives it to Apiaki on the left wing. Goes out to McKinnon. Defence the call from the crowd. They go 1 minute 28 seconds. And McKinnon now inbound to Allen. Allen gets the shot and Sydney lead by 2. About left, lead by 1. 89 to 88. So it has the ball right side. Got it. Do screen, top of the arc. Phillips is calling for it, but screen decides to drive in on Apiaki.
Oh,
three ball is wide, and Apiaki is going to see her, I think that's her fourth personal foul.
I think, Craig, she's heading straight to the bench, and I would imagine that's why she sat for so long in the last quarter.
Yeah, okay, I missed one there, I apologise, because she sits down. That brings Gilbert back out, and screen goes to the line.
Yeah, tough play by Screen there because she, you know, nothing was happening. A lot of players standing around and she took it on herself and she made the three-point play.
Adelaide lead by 2, 91-89 as McKinnon brings it down the floor. 1 minute and 7 seconds left. Snell back to Fallon, left side to Gilbert. No team deserves to lose it. It's been that sort of game. Snell for 3!
And Sydney lead by 192, place 91. 45 seconds left to go in the elimination final. Ned, Phillips, oh, that is Tennessee on a blocking foul. Now, I wouldn't think that they would be into the bonus yet.
Although,
I
think they may be.
They are, both teams are in the bonus. So, one from the two from Phillips ties it up with 36 seconds. What do you do here? You've got one timeout in overtime.
Pray you make both.
It's not close enough to call Billy to dump the second, is it?
No, definitely not. Definitely not. I mean, there's still two possessions left in the game here.
Oh, it wasn't confident. It just
looks a little bit off the side of the hand there, but she's made it. Give her confidence for the next one.
Second one, ball net. Adelaide back in front. 93 plays 92. This is Sport Radio, the elimination final, live around the world on the internet here tonight. Snell, Fallon getting the ball back. 25 seconds left. Gilbert has it in her hand. McKinnon gets it back. Stewart's in front of her, looking for Gilbert. Gilbert looked open, drives baseline. Block shot by Smith. Tapped over the baseline, though, and Sydney will get the ball back. 12 seconds.
Last possession here by Sydney. 18
seconds.
Timeout to Sydney.
And timeout. Karen Dalton wants to ask the question about something.
There's some problem with the bench again here in the clock. I think she feels they've lost 4 seconds off the game clock. Or maybe even off the shot clock. You're right, Craig, because they've gone back to 8 and now they've let it go off. And I think there's a problem with the shot clock, actually.
18 seconds. Screen and Coach Lucas talking as she goes back into the Adelaide huddle. Tennessee, McKinnon, Snell, Gilbert and Fallon. Smith, Phillips, Summerton, Saywood and this time, referee's timeout, so there is a technical difficulty here. So Chris Lucas and Karen Dalton get to talk about this. 1 point ball game, 93 plays, 92. Adelaide with that point advantage. How do you defend when you're in the bonus and you only got 1 point to play with?
Well, I think you really got to take force somebody else to take the shot. You've got to keep the ball out of Snell and balance hands, and I'm sure that's a lot harder said than done. But
do you foul Gilbert to send it to the line?
I don't think you need to foul yet in this situation. You know, I think you've got to force her to make the big play, to make the shot, you know, Gilbert or McKinnon, because they're not prolific scorers. And in some respects, Hennessy isn't either. You know, they've got to do the best possible job they can, Adelaide, and take the last shot away from Snell or Fallon. And if Snell or Fallon do get the shot, then they've got to put them under enough pressure to make the, you know, to force them to maybe put up a poor shot.
But it's just hands up at this stage.
Hands up. I don't think hands in yet. You know, Adelaide are up by one. They don't want to send it to the line yet. They want to get a steal or a stop here. You know, they may need to foul quickly or, you know, look to get the ball up.
Five-second violation.
Great job by Adelaide. Now, you know, Sydney are going to have to foul here and foul quickly. Send Adelaide to the line.
And they
try and
come up
in possession. No, they don't have to shoot at all. I wouldn't even be looking to shoot. I'd just be getting open here. Get the ball in the ball handlers. You know, Sydney really needs a foul. I don't know why they're... How long is there to go in this game?
10 seconds. And travel up. Oh. 10 seconds. 9 ball.
Good job by Street. I have no idea what Adelaide were trying to do then. All they had to do was hang on to the ball possession, force Sydney to foul them. I mean, that was just, I don't understand, maybe the pressure of the game there. But they didn't even have to, you know, push the ball up the floor and get it into the front court, but then hang on to it, pass it around, strong leading action, make Sydney foul. I find that they lose the game here. It's from a very silly error, Craig, very silly error.
Well, Screen got down into the front half without too much problem at all. She was she got down there or she was off to the races.
She wasn't even under pressure, you know. She pulled the ball back up and she wasn't under that much defensive pressure. But then obviously picked a dribble up and
didn't quite execute the pass to Smith, who was under pressure when she caught the ball, and then they forced her into a travel, and now they give Sydney another opportunity here with 9 seconds to go to win the game.
93 plays 92 here at the Sydney Sports and Aquatic Centre. Sydney have the ball from the side. They have the last possession. Coming out, Snell, McKinnon, Gilbert, Hennessy and Fallon, Phillips, Sayward, Smith, Summerton and Screen. Snell to inbound.
They need
inbound
to protect the basket. Phillips needs to see the ball here and, you know.
Down pass to McKinnon. Hennessy at the elbow. Loses the dribble.
Foul from Summerton. Fallon's got to make them from the line though. She missed the basket.
That was on the buzzer too in the background. So Summerton, she will be fouled out of the game. You're starting to wonder if Adelaide have got enough players to go into the next period of overtime.
It may not go into overtime here. Fallon has to make both these.
I'm told by Chris Lucas.
The clock's run out. I mean, there's no time left.
If there was no time left before she leaped, but there was, if there was no time out when she leaped, there's no foul because the game's over.
No, that's right.
So
the ball hasn't left the hand, then it's, you know, I should ask the referee if it's overtime.
Gesturing a few things to you there.
No, I think there's 3 seconds left in the game. The referee's gone back over to the bench, and Sharon did actually signal to me 3 seconds. So now the referee's calling her over. There's a little bit of indecision. The bench has made a few little errors here, Craig, throughout the game in this last quarter. I mean, they're obviously under some pressure as well as the players and the coaches.
Well, you didn't, when you were part of the championship with AAS, you didn't have to go through an elimination final. The only one was at the end. But I would imagine the feelings are still the same right throughout the game.
Oh, look, to tell you the truth, Craig, I felt confident and relaxed both the semi-final and the grand final when we played. I thought we were ready, it was our time, and you know, the group we had were very special and they wanted to win. And yeah, it was a reasonably close game, but I just never felt that we were not going to win at any stage through the grand final, which maybe sound a little cocky, but that's exactly how I felt. So, you know, and yeah, it is a bit of a pressure situation, but I just thought it was just our time and we played fantastic and we really deserved to actually win that game, so, you know.
Well, out of the game so far tonight, Bowley, Summerton for Adelaide. On 4 fouls is Screen. Afiaki is fouled out for Sydney. No one else on 4 fouls, although all but Tammy Hoare, who have fouls, have 3.
Yeah.
So you're in a better, more secure position, even if Trish Fallon can only make one. I noticed the referee, Chris Lucas, is saying, how could there be 3 seconds left when the hooter came before the ball even made it to the rim? And he's talking to Sharon Arnold there. I thought Sharon Arnold might have thought, maybe we'll go to a third period of overtime.
I have no idea there. I mean, I know Sharon sort of signaled on the baseline that there was 3 seconds. I'm uncertain, you know. I think we haven't had a close enough look at the clock all night to really know how many seconds were left. It's just, you know, it's just been a little bit...
Now it's looking like they're saying 0.8 of a second on the shot clock. So, on the game clock. 0.8 of a second is on the game clock. 0.8 of a second is being put up on the shot, on the game clock there. 0.8 of a second.
And there's still a discrepancy. Chris Lucas has gone back over the bench again. You know, this has been a real problem. This, you know, it takes away from the flow of the game. It'll be interesting because Fallon missed after she came out after that timeout that they had. You know, there's a lot of standing around happening now. And you know, she's a professional, though, Fallon, and a very experienced player. You know, I don't think this will put her off the game too much to make the foul shots to win the game.
Going back to it, Laura Summerton's sitting fairly dejected on the bench at the moment. But was there anything that she could have done in that situation? Should she have just backed out?
I think she should have. Well, she got caught on the screen, and maybe they should have just switched the screening action anyway and forced the pass over the top to Fallon.
Chris Lucas wipes the sweat from his brow as
she can only send the game into overtime, Craig.
Double overtime.
Overtime.
Fallon now waiting. We've got the close one. Makes it! And it's all tied up. 0.8 of a second. Inbound pass goes to say with bounces up play with head. It's overtime. Oh, you've got the score wrong, Frank. It's 94-93 to Sydney.
Well, I don't know where I messed up. 94-93 to Sydney. I've missed one of the free throws. But what a game it was. Adelaide, valiant in defeat as the two teams walk across and congratulate each other. So I can't believe I missed that score. But,
oh, how exciting though. And poor Adelaide, I mean, they're really dejected. They put up such a great fight. Oh, probably had a couple of little errors at the end there that were just, you know, really cost them the game. You know, just a couple of poor little turnovers, but it was a super game, Craig. One in overtime, and they won it at the foul line with, you know, 0.8 of a second left to go. So
indeed, it's Chris Lucas. Well, he looks disappointed, but, well, what can you do? It is the, well, finally, the AIS girls turned up. They've forgotten all about it. We'll get Renee Camino on here quickly. We've got the Michaela Dompkin and Mel Smith. What did you think of that game, girls?
Unbelievable. Such a good game.
Sydney managed to hold off in the end. And I guess it's a biased opinion because you're all New South Wales girls, aren't you?
No, definitely. Sydney deserved to win. They had the momentum in the beginning for the first half of the game and then, yeah.
And I guess your season, Renee, looking forward to perhaps Grand Final Day being told your Rookie of the Year.
Oh yeah, definitely, that should be good. Going down and watching the final, hopefully, I don't know who will be in the final, but it should be a good game.
Alright, and well, Renate, we might pass it over to Michaela Dompkins, who also played tonight, and Michaela, get her thoughts as, well, Coach Deb Cook gets to think about this game a little bit longer. Michaela Dompkins, your thoughts after a game that you guys had an easy win in, it was a lot closer in the main game.
Yeah, it was a great game. Mel came out firing and then Adelaide just came back at them, but yeah, it was a good game all along.
Well, also great. Melissa Smith here, and Melissa Smith studying the three-quarter time stats, and Michaela always likes to put that microphone on backwards, but Mel Smith.
They wouldn't be AIS scholarship holders if they didn't get that wrong. Great.
Mel, your thoughts?
Oh, it was fantastic. It was so exciting cheering all the way. We didn't think, we knew Trisha was a pressure shooter, so we knew she'd make them.
Well, you could probably see the scoreboard from where you were. We thought she was evening the game up with those two shots.
Oh, really? No.
She had taken the win for you for yourself now. You go off the camp in Newcastle.
Newcastle tomorrow, yep.
So how long is that camp for?
Saturday, Sunday, finish Sunday. Played an ABA tournament, so two games.
Well, have all the best with that tour, and well, we look forward to seeing you all back in the AIS uniform next year.
Thank you. Go Sydney! Woo!
Okay. Well, Deb, I guess we're going to get, in fact, we've got to wrap it up right now, so thank you very much for your help. My final thoughts.
Ah, look, you know, it was just a fantastic game. Like I said, one in overtime, 0.8 seconds to go on the clock, and Fallon had to ice the game at the foul line. It was just fantastic. You know, Adelaide started the game slowly, and maybe they're going to regret that to a certain extent, but they definitely came out and play hard in the last two quarters, and, you know, I think they can hold their heads up. They really made a game of it, did exceptionally well, and, you know, the game went down to the wire. Phillips was outstanding. She had 40 points for the game, as Snell had 39 and Fallon had 35, so they were fantastic. I mean, it was just a great effort by both teams, and, you know, probably Sydney deserved the win as much as they played more consistently for the whole game, for the whole, well, I suppose, 45 minutes there.
Well,
so, yeah, it'll be a great game next week. It'll be interesting to see who Sydney have to come out and play.
Well, we'll take a short break here. Thanks once again to Deb Cook from the AIS, and we look forward to seeing how your World University team progresses as you build up to that one.
Thank you very much, Craig. You'll have to do an interview with me when I come home, mate. I'll be able to tell you everything that went on.
What happens on the road stays on the road.
Oh, it does. I'll talk to you about the basketball. Thanks, Craig. Bye.
Thanks very much to Deb Cook. This is sportradio.com.au basketball.